Hey, what it is, man? We doing this for what?
Come on with it.
Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas, Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, Florida. You know what I'm saying? Look. Capital, S-H-O, broadcasting live on Urban South Radio. My homie Pookie and my partner Janky Tum. When I say a rhyme, we loaded, I ain't talking handguns. I'm the one they been waiting on. I'm coming up, so I'm the one they been hating on. So hold on, TC, cause I'm a breathtaker. I took the deuce out the roof at my boy Baker. Now if you make a little money, get your stacks out. See Urban South running the game, homie, the stats out. On MySpace, thugs asking, so what that box? Cause I put up the tall tee and put a slack side. But see, I'm on another level than the other dude. Yeah, I can rap, but I can also make that butter move.
Okay.
See, way up in Tennessee, homie, they feel me, dude. From Alabama to Atlanta to Syracuse.
Worldwide,
the South side got a connection like the West side. The best thing to come through since the best died.
Okay.
I told G, man, let's take this thing worldwide. I called up Lady C and got with Southern Pride. In due time, I'ma hit them with the mixtape. I'm doing that with the mixtape heavyweight. From state to state, homie, we coming through your halfway. You need some work to save my number in your mind, babe. Play with me, homie.
But they say I done changed, but I ain't trippin', cause boys better stay out my range. I put that on my nigga King, y'all go feel my pain. I maintain, cause I'm trying to stay ahead. It ain't what I said, it's how I said they make it fair. Got me riding in the turning lane, gripping the wood. Every landing is good when I roll through the hood. But you always got a local joker with something to prove. That's why I'd rather bust a move than doing the fool. I got more to gain, even less to lose. That's why the hell with these niggas and they attitudes. But I ain't tripping, they know it's all gravy with me. Open up your eyes, nigga, you'll see.
I don't know why they hating on me. Cause I am a young nigga getting money. Now they got me riding through the city with my Billy. Just in case a bitch nigga try to get me. And I don't know why they wish to play. Bitch made niggas, let's stay out my way. Better take heed to the words I say. fucking round with me, you be MIA. And I don't know why they hating on me. Cause I am a young nigga getting money. Now they got me riding through the city with my million. Just in case a bitch nigga try to get me. And I don't know why they wish to play. Bitch made niggas, let's stay out my way. Better take heed to words I say. Fucking round with me, you be MIA. And that's Versace.
Discotheque nestled in the ghettos of Niggerville, USA, via Atlanta, Georgia. A little spot where young men and young women go to experience their first little taste of the nightlife. Me? Well, I've never been there. Well, perhaps once, but I was so engulfed in the OE I never made it to the dope. You speak of hardcore. Why the DJ sweating out all the problems and troubles of the day? Why this fine, bow-legged girl finds all outdoors, loves lukewarm lullabies in your left ear, competing with set it off in the right, but it all blends perfectly, let the liquor tell it. Hey, hey, look baby, they playing our song, and the crowd goes wild, as if Holyfield just won the fight, but in actuality, it's only about 3 a.m., and three niggas just done got hauled off in an ambulance. Two niggas done start busting. One nigga done took his shirt off talking about, now who else wanna fuck with Hollywood Cole? This just my interpretation of the situation.
Damn. met my Spodey Odie, Dopealicious Angel. I can remember that damn thing like yesterday. The way she moved reminded me of a brown stallion horse with skates on, you know. Smooth like a hot comb on nap-ass hip. I walked up on her and was almost paralyzed. Her neck was smelling sweeter than a plate of yams with extra syrup. Eyes beaming like 4 carats apiece, just blinding a nigga. Felt like I cheated the whole order at presidential. My heart would beat so damn fast. Never knowing this moment would bring another life into this world. Funny how shit come together sometimes, you dig? One moment you frequent the booty clubs, and the next 4 years you and somebody's daughter raising your own youngin. Now that's a beautiful thing. That's if you're on top of your game and man enough to handle real life situations, that is. Can't gamble feeding baby on that dope money. Might not always be sufficient. But the United Parcel Service and the people at the post office didn't call you back because you had cloudy piss. So now you back in the trap. Just that. Trap. 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 Go on to marinate on that for a minute.
And all the girls Poogie, Urban South Radio. We are live in the motherfucking building, man. Southside Connection Show, man. Oh, they want the. We got Double A in the building too, man. We got Marcus in the building, man. They want to know it's real. They want to know they was in the building, Lord. Let them know he in this bitch.
Yeah, man. You already know what the business is. Double A, man. The best rapper from the DFW. You know what I'm saying? I'm here, Poogie. What's popping?
Oh, man. We're going to find out a whole lot more about that later. I just want to let them know that he is in the motherfucking house,
yeah,
man.
And it's
hey, and right
don't
now,
don't be scared.
First off, man, the first thing we got to talk about today, the first thing we got to do, you know what I'm saying? Today was the memorial services for Nate Quick, Nathaniel Quick, you know what I'm saying?
R.I.P.
K-104, you know what I'm saying? So R.I.P. to him. I myself loaded. Porsche was there. We personally went to the memorial services. If you went there, you know, it's definitely a beautiful thing, man. I had never seen anything like it before in my life. It was kind of like...
It was so sad.
It was being televised. People were actually calling in. You know what I'm saying? From...
Everywhere. North Carolina, New York, Atlanta.
Right. I didn't know all those things about him. You know what I'm saying? As far as all the stuff he had done in North Carolina up...
Yeah, that's where he's from.
To this point, yeah. I had no idea. You know what I'm saying?
He
was from Brooklyn.
Nah, he's from North Carolina. He was the program director out there. You know what I'm saying? And he came out here and did his thing. Man, yeah, Nate Quick, that's a real good dude, man.
Loaded. What you got to say, man? You was there. We got to take 5-10 minutes out to talk about this one here, man.
We got to.
Man, that was a good service. It was, yeah. I mean, it let you, I ain't know all those things about him. You know what I'm saying? But it was good to hear those stories about him that people was telling. It was good. You know, what Pastor Russ said definitely was good. And, man, it was deep, dog. I mean, you was there. I know you felt the feeling in the air was a good feeling. You know what I'm saying? Even though somebody passed away. But the way that it was celebrated, you know what I'm saying? The man life was celebrated today, so it was a real good thing to be out there and be involved with that, be around that, see everybody out there that was out there to support Nate Quick.
Yeah. Did any of y'all personally work with Nate Quick?
Yeah.
On any projects, on any?
Definitely, definitely. Southern Beauties, that's how I got my start, like basically – broadcasting ourselves out to the entire Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex was through Nate Quick. You know what I'm saying? He called us out to do a charity event, and anything with charity, I'm all for it. You know what I'm saying? So I gathered the girls up. We orchestrated a car wash, you know, where we was giving away free chicken wings to the people, the first 30 people who showed up to get that car wash. The money was being donated to a charity in South Dallas. And, like, this is the type of nigga this nigga was, man. After we would be working in the sun, the Texas heat, all day from 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock, which was his broadcast shift on K104, no matter what the amount of money it was, I put the money in his hand because I knew that he was going to do the right thing with the money. And then what I would go and we would donate the check. With the man, come on, man. This man was a hood philanthropist. This man stayed in the streets. This nigga would do a broadcast from anywhere in the hood. He had the key to the city. He could just go in straight in. You know what I'm saying? He called us out again. We did it again. Called us out again. We did it again. He gave us so much respect and so much love that to have everybody gathered there like that today. But Nate Quick Memorial? What? I'm supposed to be able to see this nigga when I want to. You know, he was that nigga.
And like I say, I learned a lot of stuff personally today. I didn't personally, he one of the people in the city I dealt with, but we didn't have no one-on-one type of basis. So it wasn't really nothing I can really just personally just, you know, speak on as far as crossing paths, you know, hey, what's up, I see you too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And pretty much keep it moving, you know what I'm saying? So, being at the memorial services today, you got to see what type of person he was out here, and I gotta say, I kinda saw myself in that as far as every artist that came up there, no matter where they was from, no matter what part of the city they was from, what hood, they came up there and they was like, man, we reached out to him.
He helped us.
And he was right there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't know who is going to be the voice
now. No politics, no.
No politics. He actually did my first mixtape intro. Like, he hosted it. You know what I'm saying? Through the phone. Like, he the one actually gave me the best rapper from Dallas title. People don't know that. We used to talk on the phone. I used to take the phone and put it to the speaker. Like, you like this song? You like this? You know, when he was doing that 22 is a better mixtape. And, you know, he helped me, man. Like, for real. He shot me on the radio, gave me and Ray Paul our first radio interview with Big T.
I didn't see him that
You know what I'm saying? Nate Quick did a lot. Like, really. Like, me and him talked. I always told Nate Quick, it ain't just music with me. You know what I'm saying? If I'm your partner, I'm your homie. I'm your homie for real, for real. And, you know, Nate Quick was a real good dude. He didn't care about the politics, man. He wasn't really on that. He was just about good music and just speaking the truth, man. So we're going to celebrate his life.
And giving us a voice. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
In Dallas, I'm sorry to say, but it's such a nut-riding city that if you ain't a celebrity or you ain't on 106 in Park or something, then they really ain't just going to show you no love. But Nate Quick, no matter who you was, if you was out there trying or you was out there doing your thing or whatever your crap may have been, he was going to reach out to you and show you some love.
He was
going to
help you out any way he could. Low key, he put on a lot of these rappers.
A lot.
I got to personally witness that today.
Yeah, who going to be the voice for them now?
As far as people talking, like, I'm talking about anywhere, all different areas of the Metroplex. Motherfuckers are like, man, he put us on. We had niggas in that talking about, man, I MySpace the nigga, and he hit me back.
He was big on MySpace. Like, okay. He's big on MySpace. You know, real big on MySpace.
I'm like, damn, you know, no politics.
Nothing.
At all. That dude was, he gonna be missed, good man. Dude. You know what I mean? R.I.P. Nate Quick, man. Really, he really was a good person. You know what I mean?
It's just crazy. He's a philanthropist.
That, you know, not everybody knew that, but now, you know, it's like this dude, man, like I said, low key, he put a lot of these rappers on low key. You know what I mean? Got them in the radio stations, got them popping.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Nate Quick.
Man, let me tell you, I'm at the restaurant in Irving with my homegirl. I ain't seen in a while. We eating. You know what I'm saying? I get a call. Matter of fact, my phone, I left it in the car while I was eating. When I got back to the car, I saw I had a bunch of missed calls. I'm like, who calling me? I look, it's C-Dog. He blowing me up like, man, you need to take your motherfucking ass up to the hospital. You need to see Nate right now. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, my homegirl told me that he was in the hospital, but they were saying that, you know, they wouldn't let nobody go in there but family. And so I was like, well, you know, I'll just wait and see what happens. But he rushed me, like, with urgency. Go see him. So I went up there. I stopped, dropped what I was doing, went up there. Took my homegirl with me cause so she could watch my baby while I went in there, because I knew the babies weren't allowed, because my homeboy in Memphis was just going through the same thing. And so I went in there and, you know, I got to talk to him. You know what I'm saying? I always, when I go to see somebody that's in this type of situation, I always mess with their feet. And I started that, like, with my homeboy in high school. When he got paralyzed, I always messed with his feet. And so I messed with, was just rubbing his feet and just talking to him, telling him I love him, giving him updates on everything, everybody that's going on. And he moved and he like looked over at me like he was trying to look at me. You know what I'm saying? So he was there with us the whole time. And like his little niece said, he told her that he had 8 months to live. So he knew that he was going to die, but he did not tell nobody. You know what I'm saying? Because he didn't want nobody to worry. He just wanted everybody to continue doing what they was doing, continue living, and continue hustling and striving and doing what we doing. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
Yeah, she said this today. She actually said that when she got the news, when she flew in here expecting going straight to the funeral. Because she was the only person that knew.
Yeah.
That situation, because he, you know, kept the situation pretty private. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy. I didn't even know he died until he died. You know, I didn't know anything was wrong with him. Because last time when we seen him at the Gorilla Zoo, We was in the VIP and we was just chilling, like, you know, like, Double A, what's up? You know, we ain't just dab each other. You know how you with really show
smile,
love. You know what I'm saying?
Always,
you know, like, yo, man, I'm trying to get it popping with you, man. Woo-dee-woo. That's the last time I seen him, man. But I didn't even, I had to find out via the internet he was gone. Like, Tony Neal, you know what I'm saying? He was like, RIP Nate Quill. I like, what?
What, on Twitter?
Yeah.
Tony Neal keep his Twitter popping, boy. Yeah,
see, I found out he was in through Sky. Sky hit me through the text line.
Yeah, yeah, Sky hit me. Carletta, Big Booty Judy. What's up to you? She kept me posted, and so did C Dog. So I had three people. Well, yeah, three people keeping me posted on it. But it just, it's surreal to me. I went to Three Forks last couple of days ago, and I met Three Forks pouring out red wine on that carpet. Just this, just how fucked up I was. I heard they was talking about it on the radio, but when I pulled up, get back in the car, and then they talking about it again, and then they played that. Pimp C, the UGK, One Day You Here, and Then You Gone. And that's when it hit me. Like, for real, that it hit me. And I was just in the car crying, fucked up. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, Nate Quick, that was a dude.
It's a great loss to the community.
But he gonna live through us,
but,
though.
But he is gonna live through us, because all I've been thinking about today is, how can I help somebody now? You know what I'm saying? Like, all I've been thinking is, what, I need to do something for charity now. Because Nate Quick kept my charity up. You know what I'm saying? Because every time he was doing a charity event, he would call me out. Then now I'm doing charity now. So I'm feeling good about myself and about, you know, what I'm doing to give back. But now without him, I got to kind of motivate myself now to get up and do that shit.
Yep.
But he's the person that's going to be living in me to remind me to keep that shit up for real. So now I'm on the hunt for the Arlington and the Dallas Life Shelter, because I'm finna be knocking on their door. Like, what can I do?
Yeah, no doubt.
Because like they said, they're gonna feel a void. I don't want them to feel the void. We should all be able to come together and replace what one man was able to do by himself.
I'm gonna say it now. We need to have a Nate Quick Day, like for real, like for a real festival though. or something. We need to have something to honor that man, because he did so much.
I think that's a good idea.
You know what I mean? We need to have that. You know what I mean? So, I mean, all the listeners, you know what I'm saying? We need to petition this up and get a Nate Quick holiday or a Nate Quick Day. It's like y'all got Harambe Festival and all that.
With that.
You know what I'm saying? Nate Quick Day, man. Let's get it in. We're going to do it for Nate Quick every year. You know what I'm saying? Just because he, you know, people tend to forget, you know, a year or two later, bump that. You know, he was a Dallas icon. You know, he helped everybody. Yeah. So we need to have him in our memories forever. You know what I'm saying? Our kids need to know about this man. So Nate Quick Day.
Did not know that he was about to turn 44.
Neither did I.
He liked the younger.
Neither did I.
I mean, I never, on the cool though, I was known for having some of the most beautiful girls in the Metroplex with me. But Nate Quick never tried to holler at none of them.
Nate Quick, man.
He would never try to holler at them. He would never, he was just respectful. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Nate Quick, good dude.
Man, he never did none of that.
He living through us, man. DFW, we got him.
And the thing is, just like, when I loaded, I was like, you know what, man, we gonna slide through there and pay our respects. We had no intentions on going in at all.
Really?
We was gonna go over there, post up a few minutes, pay our respects like that, and we was gonna smash out when loaded.
Yeah, that's what we was
gonna do. This what got us in.
What?
The way it was set up. We had the parking lot way back there in the back. So we had no choice but to go in.
You know what I'm saying? You had to.
So we went in there. We was like, man, you know, okay. We thought about it for a second. And
yeah, because we knew how we walk. You know how we walk. Yeah. You know, we already know.
Hey. You ain't expect to be all up on the big screen. I seen you on the big screen.
I ain't even see you there.
I ain't even see you there till I saw you on the screen.
Like,
you
know that.
Yeah, we was back
TV and church back.
Even when we walked in, we said we gonna probably be here about 15-20 minutes, and we out. You know what I'm saying? And we end up sitting through the whole thing to the end.
Yeah, you know? it was that real. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I ain't want to leave. I was like, shit, let's chill. You know what I'm saying?
It was so many people, so many faces.
When you got in, you ain't want to leave. But when we got up there, yeah, at first I was intention was just to go up there and pay respect and roll out.
Because, you know, real talk, some people went there to be seen. Let's be real about it. You know.
Uh-uh.
Let's be real about that, too.
You wow.
know, politics around there with it, too. But, you know.
I didn't even think about that.
But they did.
They said something about that.
Who did? Ricky Rush was throwing on everybody.
Trey, he mentioned that.
Ah.
Trey, he mentioned it when he was speaking, and I felt him.
What'd he say?
Whereas he really didn't want to speak at first.
Yeah, he did say that.
He really didn't want to speak at first in fear of, you know.
Just want
to
be.
Like you're just trying to be seen. And get
like
out
there what? And just, I ain't going to say
nah,
that.
Nah, don't speak on it like that. But, you know, and I'm sitting there like I feel him. You know what I'm saying? That's our main point that we trying to slide in, slide out unseen, really. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We up out of there. You know what I'm saying? I told him, I was like, man, I wish a motherfucker would ask me about a picture.
Exactly.
Today.
Nah. Real this talk. Ain't the day.
He ain't taking no pictures. Man, I twit picked one thing, and that was the goddamn memorial.
Yeah, that was on everybody's shit. I had found out about that after the fact. Like, I didn't even know when everything was going down.
Poach.
That was my only picture right there, the memorial book. That's it. Anything else? No.
Shout out to Blanchy with Beat a Block magazine. She was posted up capturing the moments though.
Yeah, I ain't tripping on nobody that was, you know what I'm saying? But just you know. Nah.
Not for me. Gone, I definitely went about that, to bring you know? Priscilla out for that. Nah, I mean, I came to really I'm mourning.
Really it's more so it ain't even that, you know. It's really more so I don't know personally what the family want. If that's something the family want, that's different. If that's something the family don't want, that's something else. But when I just don't know it all, well, guess what? Fuck it. I ain't going to do nothing. You know, I ain't going to even think twice about it. You know what I'm saying? R.I.P. to Nate Quick, man.
R.I.P., baby.
Hey, man, we gone but not forgotten, man. We love you, Nate. We definitely not going to forget you. Double A shit. Nate Quick Holiday.
Yeah.
We definitely with that. We definitely going to keep that pushing. On our side, on Urban South Radio, and RKN Network, man, it's going down.
Heard
man.
It first.
ALC, I saw a lot of people out there, man, paying that man respect. Matter of fact, his niece said that he told her that when he died that he really wanted to die in North Carolina because he ain't had no family here.
Because he ain't know nobody here.
Really?
But, man, the church was full, man.
Yep.
Man.
The church was full. You know what I'm saying?
Calls coming in nonstop.
And
somebody said it was on TV.
It was.
What was it on the public access channel?
With the whatever with the church. They do the live streaming.
Online.
Yeah.
Got you.
So you got to see it online. Then throughout the I think that was an excellent idea what the pastor was doing with the people calling in and breaking it down right then and
I loved it.
I can appreciate all that.
That was great.
You know what I'm saying? That's Raffinate Church. Shout out to the IBOC. That was my first time going you know
what I'm saying? Mine too. And I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
I feel Pastor Ricky Rush how he break it down for you. I need that.
I'm with that.
I needed that.
Hey, gone but not forgotten, man. Nate Quick, hey, man, we're gonna send a special shout out. It's a dedication from the Southside Connection Show, Urban South Radio, and RKN Network, man. We got to liberate our minds. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get through Nate Quick, man. Let's get it. Southside Connection. We live, man.
There's a fine line, baby, I'm on it.
Yeah.
There's a fine line between love and hate. You see, can't wait too late, but baby, I'm on it. There's a fine line between love and hate. You see, can't wait too late, but baby, I'm on it. That's liberation, and baby, I want it. Can't worry about what another nigga think. Now that's liberation, and baby, I want it.
Let me hear it. shift with my folks is give and take, and I done took so much, not giving my glory. To have a choice to be who you wants to be is left up to me, and my mama them told me. I say to have a choice to be who you wants to be is left up to me, and yeah, my mama them told me.
I'm so tired, been so long struggling, hopelessly standing for the day.
Focus. Then from the Glock rounds and lockdowns and burials, the seeds that sow get devoured by the same locust. Cause it's a hard road to hoe if your ass don't move and the rain don't fall and the ground is dry, but the roots are strong, so some survive. To your surprise, now my voice they cries. You got more juice than Zeus, slinging lightning trying to frighten flames dwellers of the Serengeti, but get beheaded when you falsely dreaded. Melanin, silicone, and collagen injected. Dissecting my pride, who the one gon' get it started? We be the lion hearted, without infanticide. Just like that red sprite, you can't imagine. Unless you're looking at the canvas of life, not through the peephole of mortality. Single-minded mentality, getting over on loopholes, getting paid twofold on technicalities. Clicking your heels, scared to voice how you feel, packing steel. Picking cotton from the killing fields with no total. I don't think we in Kansas, no motto. Midwest or dirty south, clean dress or dirty mouth. Whether robbing preachers or killing poor righteous teachers, you a scared demon, shouldn't be allowed to spread semen. And your cowardly lines never define the jackals of Babel. Running with they pack, tell between your legs. Throw the mane on your head, say the story. As you downplay your glory, cackling, helping the shackling of your brethren happen. Just by rapping, live it time, live it time.
Nate Quick, Nathaniel Quick, man. Matter of fact, our motherfucking whole show dedicated to Nate Quick tonight, goddamn. How about that? We live right here on the Southside Connection Show, man. What's good, man? We got Double A in the building, man.
Double A. For people like me, who the Yo. Name rings a bell, but I don't know exactly what you do. Why don't you tell us what you do?
Man, what I do is I rap. You know what I'm saying? Nah, but
what are some of the songs you put out?
I mean, like, you know, as you all know right now, DJ Tuss, shout out to Tuss, Get to the Money with DJ Unk. You know what I mean? I ain't really just put out no mainstream singles or nothing like that. You know, I let Marcus handle all the singles. You know, I record records and he'll blast them. This the single, whoop de whoop. I let him do all that, but I really work the mixtape market. You know what I mean? Okay. I get in them streets. Like, I don't really depend on clubs and the radio. I just depend on the streets, because if you don't got them, you
backbone.
You don't got nothing. Cause
hey, and before you get into that part of it, we just got to be talking about Nate Quick. And I heard you say something about that he gave you a slogan with your name. So just quickly break down, you know, first off, the name Double A, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why you have that name and how did... You know, just recap again on how Nate Quick gave you the slogan that you got, because that's kind of ironic that you hear the name.
Yeah,
and, you know,
that's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy. Well, the actual name Double A came from my mom's. You know what I'm saying? I was young, try to eat the batteries out the remote. You know what I'm saying? And it was,
really,
they was Double A batteries.
My daughter, you know what I'm saying? Like, she liked them batteries too.
I tried to go in. You know what I mean, on the batteries. So she got them, and you know, just Double A just stuck. Cause you know my real name Aaron, so AA. So you know it just coincides. You know, kind of corny, but you know the ladies love it. You know.
Were you Double A? Were you on that 22s or better?
Uh oh, we got a call. Uh oh.
I already know who that is. Hold on, we're gonna call him back. Keep
going.
That
okay, quit.
That's Tuss.
Were you on that 22s or better?
Nah, I was gonna be on the second version. Yeah, he had one.
23s
yeah.
or better.
Nah, yeah, 23s or better. That's what it was. He never put it out. You know what I'm saying? At least not that I know of. You know what I mean? But that's, we was talking about it heavy.
Yeah, hold up.
Okay.
We're gonna call Tuss, right?
Hello?
Definition DJ Tuss.
What's the
deal? Man, you live on Urban South Radio, man.
What's going on, Double A? What the hell y'all got Double A in there for, man?
What's up, Dave?
What it do, big homie? I hope you're getting to the money.
Man, you already know, man. If anybody know that, it's you. Oh, we got the phone lines are ringing.
Hey, that's 229 here, Cole. That's George. Go ahead, Tuss.
We've been cool.
You said what?
We've been cool forever. You know how it go, man. I don't got to tell you too much.
I've been knowing Tuss before the Definition DJ. We was throwing parties together in Fort Worth to put other people on. And while they in there performing, we outside freestyling. Tuss can rap low-key, like. People don't know that. Like,
I'ma
Tuss,
come down.
Tuss,
I'ma swing hard.
Tuss can really spit, like, for real. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, Tuss,
hey,
he don't like to let
hey,
me. Yeah, he spit. I'ma get him on the record. You know, I'll be the first one to get Tuss to actually rap. You know what I'm saying? So he can really let him know what's really going down. Give him that real talk.
Y'all gotta wait till y'all hear this NST mixtape. This is gonna be a fool.
Ooh.
When what y'all cooking up over there, Tuss, man? You ain't tell me nothing about this shit right here, man.
Hey, man, I got a little project cooking with my partner called Stamp of Approval.
Ooh.
Wait. How do niggas get the stamp of approval to fuck with you then? What's the requirements?
Well, first of all, you have to be monkey free.
Hey, cause you've been smashing.
You know, I chill in the monkey free zone, man.
The monkeys.
Hey, Tuss, you've been smashing on niggas lately, man. I see. You say you back to your original form out there.
Yeah, I'm really at that. I don't give a fuck no more, man. If you can't take the fact that your shit whack, please don't bring your music to me.
Now, why is it like that? I mean, what made you get into that form, being a DJ?
Because
you know
these niggas out here is not loyal, man. These niggas is monkeys.
Monkey.
Hey, Tuss, let these people know where you at, where you spending that every week, man. Because, hey, I'm going to tell you something, my nigga, just real talk. And for everybody out there listening, this one of the only motherfucking DJs that I really saw. I'm talking about everywhere. I'm talking about 2 o'clock and after, I see this nigga everywhere. I don't give a fuck where in the Metroplex. I'm talking about from South Dallas to Stop 6.
Yeah, Tuss in the hood, man. He everywhere. That's where we been.
I love satellite radio. I love internet radio. I love underground radio. My nigga, I don't fuck with this political radio shit, cause they be acting like some monkeys too. So I got to stay in the street where it counts. You smell me?
All right, let me ask you a question, man. We dedicating this show here to Nate Quick, man. Did you personally know him? Did you personally ever work with him?
Well, for those that don't know, you know what I'm saying? My nigga Bonk got out of here called Homegirl. He's chilling the clubs. He was the first person that actually gave Bonk a BDS spin on K-104. So I've always been close to him just for that. And that was like a year and a half before the song just took off.
I heard a lot of the same stories today at the memorial service, man. I'm talking about, I heard at least 20 of them stories, same stories, at the memorial service where they say this man did this shit, no politics, man.
Nah, he was tripping, man. He kept it real, you know. He did what he had to do for the city, you know. Tough loss.
That's a hard loss, too.
Hey, Tuss.
And
what we doing, you know what I'm saying, we're going to treat it as a celebration tonight for him, man. On the flip side, what you got going on, Tuss, a lot of people don't know, man. You ain't just Dallas bound, man. You from Dallas all the way up to the Chi-Town.
Chi-Town, Texas.
It's a lot of people. It's a lot of going on in Chicago. It's a lot of place, you know. I'm not even going to
Tuss, man, how do you people get at you, man? Or how do they contact you if they need to get at you to submit music to you for any of the events or clubs that you at or any of the projects that you working on, man?
You can hit me at djtuss@gmail.com. You can catch me at People Times on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Or you can go to the hood somewhere, find a family. You know, because other than that, I'm out of town, man. I'm getting it in with the TV teammates. Me and my niggas, and my nigga Big Hood Boss, we got the DC going down. And then I still got my other family, my CNBC family. And then I still get down with my NST play over there. You know, so I'm busy, man. So you can get me in the trap somewhere, probably.
Already.
And I gotta say this, man. And it's really a motherfucking shame, dog, that it take a motherfucking, like I say, I ain't no motherfucking body. I'm the biggest nobody motherfucker can meet in the goddamn city. You know what I'm saying? But it take a motherfucker, the work that I put in around here, it take a motherfucking name, DJ Tuss. It take a DJ named Tuss to buy me a motherfucking shot in the club. Real talk, my nigga. And I just want to say, I
better grow some
shit,
titties.
I never forget that shit, my nigga. Real talk.
Sir, man, I when you come to my club, man, if you get going and I tell you that I fuck with you and I know you're supposed to be a star, that's how you gonna get treated. You know what I'm saying? Because when I come to a spot, I know me. I've been out here on the streets for a minute, putting it in for niggas that I don't even know. So when I come to your door, my nigga, I expect to be treated the same way. Otherwise, we got a problem.
Hey, that's real talk, man. That's real talk. Hey, Tuss, man, we appreciate you calling in, my nigga. Real talk. Anytime you feel like it, any Monday night, man, hit that phone line and we got you, my nigga.
Hey, I keep it 1,000, man. Audience that's been in, like, media, you know, any kind of media, like TV, news, magazine, whatever. Ain't nobody been keeping it real like my nigga Pookie. Like, he's a nigga that put me in my smash scene. You know what I'm saying? That nigga, the night can't stay out that motherfucker.
That's real talk, man. We appreciate it, man. That's what that is. Right here. We live on the motherfucking Southside Connection, though. You know what, man? We're going to go to a motherfucking song, man. It got live in this motherfucker, man. And when we come back, dog, we're going to talk more with my nigga Double A in this motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know what? Fuck that. We go. Let's go into a double A song.
Well, let's get it. Let's get it.
Which one we gonna do?
Man? Let's get it, man. Let's go to the one that's gonna end all this BS that's going on out here. You know
getting
what I'm saying?
To the money.
Saying, nah, we ain't gonna do getting to the money. We gonna do this death to dance music. You know
okay,
what I'm saying?
Okay, well,
we gonna do that.
Okay, what's the death?
That's
the
name of the song.
Yeah, death to dance music. I went on that DOA. You know what I'm saying? I felt like it was needed, and it's no hate to nobody who dance and doing none of that. Cause I'm a nigga in the streets, and I know niggas dance. You in the club, you supposed to dance, but you know we gotta have another side of Dallas, man. We gotta have some kind of versatility or something. So you know, I don't hold my tongue, cause I'm a real live street dude, you know what I'm saying? Like I don't be doing all that. I don't politic, you know, if I say it, if I feel it, I'ma say it. So shoot, death to dance music, it's the end of it. Let's do something else. That's what it is.
And he mean that shit, goddammit, and we gonna get into that too.
Yeah, let's get it.
Hey, death for the goddamn dance music, it's motherfucking double A, man. We live Southside Connection Show.
Yeah.
Boy,
hey.
Where you at?
Okay. I'm right here, baby. Loaded is back
this
in
is
the
death of dance music. R.I.P. It had its run, but I'm about to bury that shit.
La, da, da, da. Hey.
It's over now, baby.
Goodbye.
Hold up. Only rapper to rewrite history without a pen. No ID on the track, let the story begin.
Yeah.
Begin.
Yeah.
Begin.
This is anti-dance music. You can't dance to it. It's for the streets. Gone and pop a rubber band to it. Where the hood at? Let me see your hand movements. If you're from the slums, let me see where you're from. This might make some DJs upset. Might lose some of my DJ connects. I do it for the streets, I do it for the block every time I'm on these beats.
Yes.
And success is the outcome. Everybody stuck on making dance songs instead of making albums. That's what the game's been missing, so it's up to me to bring the real back to existence. That's why album sales looking critical, cause these rappers don't know how to be original. See, y'all better get prepared now. This is dead to dance music, that shit is dead now.
Only rapper to rewrite history without a pen. No ID on the track, let the story begin. Begin, begin.
This ain't for the radio or clubs. This for the street niggas and the thugs.
Yes.
The Shot Mills and DJ Tuss. For all the fans that had enough. Trust me, I never gave a fuck about what anybody think. That's just how I grew up. These niggas waiting to get exposed. Selling niggas beats, doing free shows. They got a subpar grind, subpar flow with some subpar rhymes. I'm just being real about it, and I really don't give a fuck how you feel about it. Got a buzz and I put out one mixtape. That goes to show that being real will take you a long way. So y'all better get prepared now. This is death to dance music, that shit is dead now.
For the rewrite history without a pen. No ID on the track, let the story begin. Begin, begin.
Yeah. And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I know the truth hurts, but it had to be told, right? All you niggas got the same beats. All you motherfuckers rap about the same shit. I want you to do this, do that. Come on, man. The best rapper from Dallas has spoken.
Deep South motherfucking radio, the Southside Connection Show. I got my lovely, 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 lovely co-host, Miss
Portia Nicole,
aka
Rocky,
better known as
your future baby mama.
She finally got her shit right. With my other co-host, Lowell in the motherfucking games, man. North South in the motherfucking building, man. We live in the building with Double A, man.
Yeah.
All right, there for the dance music. Break it back down again. Matter of fact, Portia, I entertainment news tonight. Gonna be with Double A too in a second once we break this down.
Let's get it popping.
Now, Death of the Dance Music. Break that down one more
death
time.
Death of the Dance Music.
That just now tuning in, listening to the song, and they didn't hear what you said before we went into
okay.
it.
Okay. Well, Death of the Dance Music is just time for a new direction in Dallas. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like everybody coming. If you listen to the last 10 Dallas records, you know what I'm saying? They say do this or do that. Not saying that they weren't quality records, you know what I'm saying? They were good records. They helped the city out. But, you know, it's other people out there that can, you know, that's versatile. And I want to bust the door down for them because it seems like in Dallas they don't get no love like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, real talk.
Let me ask you a question on that.
Yeah.
And we talk about this topic here all the motherfucking time.
Let's get it.
To the point where it's this.
I know.
We broke this shit down to the point. Every show, we had somebody, you know, different
come
from
in, saying something about the shit.
It. And we asked him this pretty much the same question. We'd have broken down pretty much to this point that.
Pretty
so,
toes.
It's so much different type of music in Dallas.
Yeah.
It's the fact that it's not being heard or exposed or you got it coming from one side.
Uh huh.
Versus the whole gumbo mix of it. So
yeah.
Is it really the gatekeeper's fault?
Yeah.
Who's the gatekeeper?
The DJ.
The people that's controlling.
The DJs and the well, not it's you know it's.
But the it's, DJs work in the club.
I'm just when I say the gatekeeper, I'm just pretty anybody that got control over the situation. Where I put this, if you in the Nate Quick position. Everything that we heard about Nate Quick today and what he did.
Yeah.
If you in a Nate Quick position and do everything the opposite of what they say type of person that he was today, then you the person that's holding the city down.
Hey, it's a lot of them here. Like it's not all, cause you know these like definition DJs, they are breaking these artists. You know what I'm saying? Like they are really, but these artists got the mentality. They go in the studio, don't even intend to make an album. They come in there like, yo, we finna make a single, take it to the club, and get it popping. I had a DJ that tell me that your music is hot. If you was anywhere else in the country, you've been blown up by now. But your music ain't in style in Dallas right now because you ain't talking about dancing. I'm like, if the music is hot, play it. That's the DJ job. Your music is hot. You know what I'm saying? To play the record. That's just what it is. I mean, I don't understand what's so hard about that, you know, but it's politics. You got to weave it out. You know what I'm saying? Smooth it out. But, you know, just keep grinding. And, you know, you get it.
I kind of look at this side of it like this right here. I got this from a DJ.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Pretty much. It says two type of DJ.
Okay.
You got a DJ that trend set. And you got a DJ that follow the trendsetter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The DJ that's trendsetting, goddamn, you ain't come telling him what to play. That's the DJ in the club. If he tell you to get on your head and spin around, everybody get on their head and spin around.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now the motherfucker that got it, everybody come to him telling the DJ, you get on your head and spin around. Situation different. It ain't hard to see when you walk in the club. You can walk in the club and see who controlling it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. I actually personally seen Jay Hustle at Blue. I'll keep 100. I'm gonna say your name and all kind of shit. I ain't finna say I seen a DJ.
This is gonna be interesting.
Nah, Jay Hustle, my man. But you know, real nigga business. He said, yo, I can't play this record because J Rock won't let me play it. And he looked at J Rock like, I can't play this. What you want me to play? And J Rock like, play that record. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean,
it's a lot of DJs doing that, but it's not a lot of DJs that's doing that. You know what I mean?
I think
so
you gotta work your way up to big nigga status. You know what I'm saying? Maybe yeah. You just ain't attained that plateau. And at the same time, I think it's a process with music, because I can remember when no local artist was getting no spins on the radio in Dallas.
Nah. Rally Boys, Pookie and Lucci was killing it.
Pookie and Lucci, that was like over a decade ago.
I'm glad you brought that up too. Matter of fact, we got the next Rally Boys re-release.
I'm looking forward to it. You know what I'm saying? Cotton real
mouth,
shit.
It's good.
I think they gonna do what it do, but it's,
free Rally D.
It's gonna take the whole little process, the whole circle, the 360 is just spinning. You know what I'm saying? The dance era is gonna have its life and its death,
yeah.
And then it's gonna come back around to the real niggas in about 10 more years. We gonna be dancing again.
Yeah,
we gotta deal with the cycle.
But have we really ever stopped dancing though?
Nope.
No.
I mean, dancing one of the five elements of hip hop. So I'm not saying that, you know.
I'm saying it's just.
People gotta be more creative. You know what I'm saying? You don't.
We got a call.
Let's get it.
We got something I want to talk about this time.
Let's get it.
Caller, you live on the air. Who we got?
Yeah.
What's going on, man?
Hey, you live on the Southside Connection Show, Urbanside Radio. Who we got, man?
Mr. Pharaoh the Don, man. What it do?
Big Pharaoh. What's up with it, man?
What's
hey,
good?
Hey, check this out. We ain't called everybody out in here, Pharaoh, but we got Double A in here.
Yeah.
We got Marcus up in here. We got T-Notch in here. Man, we got it's a Big E beat in
here. Big E!
Wow.
We got Big E in the house, hey, man.
I want to much respect and shout out to all y'all brothers and y'all sisters in the booth, man. Y'all do y'all thing, man.
Man, what's good with you? What's good with you, Don?
Blessed to be able to sit in here with my Uncle Tony. Hello. Man, check y'all out. Y'all have to excuse me because I'm leaning, you know what I'm talking about?
Hey, Pharaoh, we can't hear you, man. If you, shit, you know. Hey, your show every Thursday night, nigga. You know what it is.
Street Tribe Radio.
Call back, nigga. Street Tribe Radio. Go ahead, eh?
Yeah, damn, what the hell is we talking about? Ah, the dance music. Yeah, like I said, dance music is one of the five elements of hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean,
what
it's just.
What are the five elements of hip-hop?
You got break.
Hold on, there
we got
go.
Another caller.
There we go. That's. Don, what's up?
I'm back, bro.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can y'all hear me now?
Yeah,
we hear you good,
go,
baby.
Hey, go ahead and drop some of that Street Tribe knowledge on them, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, first off,
right now, it's all about y'all, man. Hey, but what I want to say is, y'all show is very pertinent. Dallas MC, man. What's going on in the game now is that it's so saturated with the same type of genre of music that we're not giving the audience an opportunity to experience new art. We ain't giving the audience time to experience a new type of culture, a new type of delivery of this thing we call rap, hip-hop, whatever they want to label it. But that's a, you know what I'm saying, Dallas always need to take heed to one thing. In South Texas, the motto is, and we do it together, we're going to make it together, man. You feel what I'm saying? So a lot of rappers got to really get off the motherfucking mentality that I'm going to be the first nigga to put Dallas on the map. Contrary to popular belief, Dallas been on the map.
Been on the map, baby.
You see? You got people like Cole 187. You got people like DLC. You got people like Bumblebee. You got people like DJ Snake. You got
DJ
people
Snake?
Like Run C. You got people like Doe Mac. You got people like Big Al. You got people like Money Waters.
Yep.
I can keep my name dropping all night. Y'all see where I'm going with. You feel me?
Yep.
You got Pookie.
DJ Pookie.
Man, when the game. Come on, man. So, yeah, the death of death, this shit need to be done twice. Tell you. You're not in middle school no more, man. We are dope.
Y'all don't know, man. Pharaoh, that Street Tribe Radio right here every motherfucking Thursday night, 8:30 p.m.
Yes,
Central Time, man. It's going down.
Yes, sir.
It's going down. If you don't know who Pharaoh the Don is, goddamn it, you need to do your motherfucking homework around this motherfucking city. And that's
for
really
sure.
Motherfucking talk.
I appreciate the dog, man.
Hey, Pharaoh.
Yes, sir.
We dedicating this show today to Nate Quick, man. I didn't personally know him, but me and Loda, we went, and Portia, we all went to the memorial services. They personally knew him and personally worked with him. I never personally just really knew him like that, man, but the memorial services, it was a beautiful thing, man. Did you personally know him, or what did you know about Nate Quick?
Man, I'm going to keep 100 with you, man. I have never met Nate, man. What I have heard is a mouthful of positive things about that brother, man. From the point in time that he was able to help artists, all the artists who he did help, I've always heard him say, if you go to Nate Quick, man, and your product together, he will deal with it. I always tell that if you make an appointment with Nate Quick, he ain't gonna do Hollywood, didn't he? Well, you know, we're gonna have to switch it up. You know what I'm saying? He was a man of his word, what I heard. I ain't met him. I ain't get a chance to sit there and chop him for myself. Everybody I know said the brother was what they was. You know what I'm saying?
We heard the same motherfucking thing, man. Same thing.
Yeah.
Even being at the memorial service, Pharaoh, definitely appreciate you calling me in, man. You know, you family, dog. So anytime you feel like it, nigga, hit that motherfucking line, cuz.
Man, I appreciate y'all. And hey, everybody in the building, everybody in the studio, man, y'all pull y'all resources together, man. We got to support one another, man. I don't care if you don't like rapping Tute, or you don't like rap for Big Gorilla Breath or whatever. Man, support Dallas, man. We got.
We hear you.
Just
go ahead.
We got, man.
That's right.
Yeah, that's
real talk. And look at the big picture as a whole. Man, 3 hours away from this motherfucker. The game is, you boys eating 3 hours away from her.
And we're going to talk to Big E about that later on in the show.
Big E.
But y'all know I'm all with this stuff. You know what I'm saying? But that'll get one going, man. We got to come together and get off the ego. Get off the bubble, man. Get off the bubble, man. Money Waters, if you're listening, boy, I love you. Young Bleed, boy, you know what I'm saying?
They in Denver.
And y'all know.
They out there in Denver. Yeah.
Shout out to Money Waters.
Pokey, man, you got me, bro. Whenever you need me, holler at me. That's what that is, bro.
That's real talk, man. We appreciate you, my nigga.
Thank
every
you,
Pharaoh. Thursday night, Street Tribe, motherfucking radio, man. It's going down, man. Y'all make sure y'all support the motherfucking city, man. Support Dallas, you know what I'm saying? Because to be honest, you know, if you handling your business right, I fuck with you and support your shit. If you handling your business right, I jump on your shit. I tell niggas all the time. It don't matter if I like your ass or not, because I'm a service provider.
Yeah.
That's my motherfucking job.
But you know what? What's interesting? I was at the ranch with Cotton Mouth, he had told me he was like, everybody in Dallas trying to come together, and like everybody in Dallas is on the same level. Like, so it ain't gonna work if we all band together, and you know, and people really got hidden agendas with each other. You know, people need to go and iron it out, smooth it out. Like he was talking about the little issue, you know, with Nino, you know what I'm saying, and B.I.G. and all them, how they always clash, you know what I mean? You know, it ain't gonna really work unless everybody to sit down and work out their differences and whoop de whoop. And that's one of the realest conversations I had with him. And you know, he kind of right. You know, in my point of view, you know what I'm saying? Everybody might not share my point of view. I just look at it for what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we tried that though.
Yeah.
We had Big came to the Southside Connection show. And,
yeah.
You know, we talked about a couple of things. You know what I'm saying? And even when Pharaoh was talking about as far as people embedded in the goddamn city, we'd have had DJ Snake up in this motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, we did.
Legend.
Yeah. Bruce Wayne, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Trying to bridge certain shit together, and there was a lot of certain niggas in the room where the motherfucker didn't speak up when the time was there to try to do what you say doing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, you know, at the end of the day, I think we need like some kind of hip hop committee or something out here, man. Something, you know what I'm saying? Like,
like a union
or something. Because you know, what I hear from most of these DJs when they'll break the artist record in the club, because most of these people ain't getting down the streets. They're like, here go my mixtape or here go some free music. Because what I understand about this game, you gotta give out a lot of free music. A lot of free music for you to get that fan base. And when they get hot, you know what I'm saying, they'll shit on the DJ. You know what I'm saying? Like, they never did nothing for them. And that's what burned bridges. And, you know, I got, man, shout out to DJ Tuss, man. We talk all the time.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Tuss, man. We talk all the time. And it's like, it's, you know what I'm saying? It is a lot of bullshit going on, man. You know, me and a few others, you know, we just trying to come out here and just clean up the game, man. Like, real shit, man. Niggas got to have respect and loyalty. You know what I'm saying? People just chasing that buck, man.
So why don't you start this union?
Shoot, I'm here. Trust me. I'm starting it right now. If you's a real nigga, you trying to get on, I always say it to everybody. Everybody know me, the hood, from the Grove to the Cliff. Shout out to Ray Paul. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my YG niggas. You know what I'm saying? From Northside. Everybody know me, man. I be out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't be seeing none of these rappers out, period. Bonding with the people. I don't see them, you know what I'm saying? But it's a couple select few. You know, we got a little thing going. Like, me and Ray Paul finna put out this mixtape. Shout out to Greg Street. Shout out to Hey Bay Bay. You know what I'm saying? It's already in the works. It's already official.
We had everybody in this motherfucker.
Y'all the realest niggas. Y'all the realest niggas.
What's up,
C-Dawg? C-Dawg was popping, man.
Hey, check this out.
I keep it 100.
You keep it 100.
Niggas know.
Not too long ago, and it's going to be part of our entertainment news for tonight.
Okay.
And this shit was funny to motherfuckers. What the fuck happened with you and Summer Walker?
Summer Walker, man.
Y'all know, everybody knows Summer Walker. The mother, Summer Walker.
DJ Drummer Wife.
DJ Drummer
Wife.
That's his wife?
That's his future wife.
You know what I say?
You know what I mean? But
she don't
hell nah. What it was Summer Walker, man. Like, I know some people she went to school with in Houston. You know what I'm saying? I know some people she went to school with. You know what I mean? And they was getting on her, like, you know, she got Hollywood on us, you know what I'm saying? She don't fuck with us no more. Yada yada. I'm like, nah, she just in a different space right now. She probably just can't holler at y'all like she used to. But you know, she probably still fuck with y'all if she see you, whoop de whoop. And you know, like, nah, she acting Hollywood. So, you know, I know Summer. I met her at the Ozone along with Drama. You know what I'm saying? And so I hit her up, like, you know, shoot, you know, I'm trying to defend you out here. Nigga saying you out here Hollywood, you know what I'm saying? And she flip on me like, hating is a bad look for anybody, even you, so stop hating on me, bitch. I was like, what?
Verbatim.
Hey, hold on, you know what I'm saying? Like, what? You know, I'm like, okay, you know, I didn't hear that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, all right, you know, the point of the conversation is we know the same people. So then we start talking about the BET Awards. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be out there. You know what I'm saying? She like, so you just going out there or are you going to be at the awards? I'm like, actually, we got 3 tickets. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be out there, you know, with Rocket. You know what I'm saying? Hollering at my CT fan, woo three whoop. And she off the muscle. We don't fuck with Jeezy over here. It's Gucci over here, the affiliates.
Oh, my God.
I like, once again, I didn't hear that because they ain't got shit to do with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, they ain't got nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying? So, she.
Okay.
So I'm like, they ain't got shit to do with me. So, you know, she was like, yeah, you know, yeah, we don't fuck with Jeezy. We not on they dick. You need to fall in line with the rest of the CTE niggas. And this conversation is steering out of control. You know what I'm saying? And she was like, you probably on your knees sucking up Jeezy right now.
So, you know, after that, I'm like, all right, enough is enough. So, you know.
You punched it, huh?
So, look, I know drama. Because, you know, when he was at Mumbo Cafe. Look, that you know, that's what you said. You know what I'm saying? On some crazy shit. I'm saying on some crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm like, you know, I'm a street nigga. I don't play that old slut dick shit. All that old gay shit. I don't play all that bullshit. So, you know, I hollered at drama. Because I met drama at the Mumbo Cafe. I actually came there with a different intent to meet him. I don't know what's up. Let's do a mixtape on some. What's up? You fucking with my peoples, nigga? Was good. So we chopped it up, and you know he shot a nigga out. Marcus, you was there. Yeah. B Ham was there. Trady was there. Everybody. Nigga, Double A in the building. What's up? Cause I checked his temperature and see what was popping. So we changed numbers. You know what I mean? I called drama. Like, look, man, tell your girl to calm down. I don't think she know we got a mutual respect for each other. This nigga tell me. Nigga, I don't know you. Fuck you, nigga. I'm DJ Drama. Who the fuck is you? So I'm like, what? You know what I'm saying? So I said, okay, nigga, when I see you, I'ma see you. He hang up the phone, right? He texts me from, what's that bum ass nigga name? A lot of dark man. One of his artists. You know what I'm saying? He texts me from his phone talking about, what he said? Don't get worked up by any woman. Cause trust me, this ain't what you want over here, homie. So, I call a lot of dark man phone. I ain't pick up. Call his phone. I call Willie the Kid phone. You know what I'm saying? So, I said, look, my nigga, you can't come to Dallas. Period. I like, fuck all the bullshit, my nigga. When I see you, nigga, you going to get the business. So, I mean, he went on Hot 97. Not Hot 97. 107.9 in Atlanta. You know, talking crazy and shit. No, serious satellite. You know what I'm saying? But. Yeah, you know, he threw some little jabs in there. But, you know, I just want to see this nigga. You know what I'm saying? I want to see all these niggas. Because, I don't, like I said, I don't do that rap beef shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you say something about me, I can't separate the business from personal. We got to go in. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just say anything to me and I'm going to just forget about it the next week and be like, oh, we good. That was just on, you know, I was
so
just tripping.
So, you know you're
going
to end up seeing them again, right?
Of course.
And then what?
Shit, I'm whoop they ass. What you saying? Like DJ Draw go get
you're gonna whoop
if he hearing it. Yeah, he probably sue me. We got money for it.
But you gonna whoop DJ Draw?
We gonna get him
when you see him.
Cause he ain't built like that. I don't know why he even came at me crazy like that. I checked his temperature. Like real shit. Like it's no lie. I mean you can ask him, he'll tell you. You know what I'm saying?
Well if you see his bitch first, I mean his
Summer Walker
chick.
I mean, you know, I don't hit women. But I can't be responsible for the Goonies. What's going on? I can't be responsible for what happens to any of them. You know what I'm saying? But you know,
you know we recording this shit.
We recording. Let's get it. Send it. Blast it out. Let's get it popping. Like I don't. That's one thing niggas gotta know about me, man. If you say something about me, nigga, eat them words when I see you. I have intentions on seeing them in L.A. at the BET Awards. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Son from G Unit Zoo Life. Niggas knew where the hotel was at. You know what I'm saying? Niggas, niggas will come get them niggas. Like, it's not an issue.
I know that shit gonna make it the world star.
Like, let's get it popping. Like, it's not a. Like, I'm from the streets, nigga. Shout out Kevin A. Motherfucking, Big Cliff, Free Big Cliff, a nigga. Niggas know me out here in these streets. Like, it ain't a game. Speaking of from the
streets, who's that? Already.
Real live street nigga. You know what I'm saying? Real live street nigga. It's a couple of these rap niggas. Like talking and really, you know, I can pull covers up on a nigga and expose the background. So, you know, I just kind of jab a couple niggas on here, man.
Here in Dallas?
So we got to start home first. We got to clean up the bullshit here first.
Unload the clip, goddammit.
Let's get it.
Man, we don't talk about that shit. We play that shit.
Let's get it. And before you do that, Pookie, to all the listeners, to everybody listening, I don't do this for attention because I ain't made not one penny off this rap shit. Real talk. Not one dime. Rap money is going to come later. I'm not tripping. This ain't for no attention. This is real live street nigga shit. So that's what you about to hear. But low key, I do need a Big E beat. I need a Big E beat. Let's get it.
Hey.
Yeah. NST. Y'all must have must've forgot who ran these motherfucking streets, nigga.
Yeah, yeah.
If you got beef, I got beef with you. If I don't know you, then I ain't gonna speak to you.
Yeah.
I hope you niggas keep the picture that you fucking with a real live street nigga.
Yeah.
Before I get up on my gangsta shit, let me take two steps back and do a reality check. 20 in my right pocket, 20 in my left pocket, with the 4-5 in my hand, gon' try and ride. Cause you know how war is. Bullets got no name, so I don't need to know what yours is. But fuck haters, cause how they gon' get out of pocket when they up against a team full of Lawrence Taylor? And not even the Lord can save him. Bullets in his domes, and he won't live to tell a story later. Any nigga say double A wasn't in the hood, I swear to God you wasn't in the streets like you say you was. Cause I can go in any town, nigga, any club, and all the bitches and the gangsters gon' show me love. I'm just tryna tell y'all some real shit, so if you ever meet me, then you know what you dealing with. If you got beef, I got beef with you. If I don't know you, then I ain't gonna speak to you. I hope you niggas peep the picture that you fucking with a real live street nigga. If you got beef, I got beef with you. If I don't know you, then I ain't gonna speak to you. I hope you niggas peep the picture that you fucking with a real live street nigga. We can go click for click,
yes,
gun for gun, clip for clip,
yeah.
Pound for pound, fist for fist, whatever type of action, we can go and get it cracking.
Yeah.
See, I know why they hate, cause I'm in every bitch mouth and every barbershop debate.
True stories.
Quit rapping, you have no buzz, your time's passing, you no longer current, you just a has-been. So sit down before I make your life enacted and change your breathing status in the blink of a magnum. King of Dallas, nigga, you ain't the king of shit. You made one song and I ain't heard or seen you since. They ask me questions, I'ma plead the fifth. And now I'll murder you on any fucking beat and never leave a print. I'm just tryna tell y'all some real shit, so if you ever meet me, then you know what you dealing with. If you got beef, I got beef with you. If I don't know you, then I ain't gon' speak to you. I hope you niggas keep the picture that you fucking with a real live street nigga. If you got beef, I got beef with you. If I don't know you, then I ain't gon' speak to you. I hope you niggas keep the picture that you fucking with a real live street nigga.
Yeah. Well, I've been knowing Marcus since fifth grade, man. I was hosting something at Club One. You know, Club One was popping. Shout out to Batman. You know what I'm saying? I was hosting, I ran to the thing, I was like, that's when he had the model, you know what I'm saying, he had it popping, and I ran to the thing, I was like, man, I know you, man, you know what I'm saying, he was like, yo, cause I got a picture we all took in fifth grade, this nigga had like the Homer Simpson white t-shirt and shit, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, shit, I seen it, I like, damn, man, what the fuck you doing, he's like, I'm trying to be a promoter, I'm trying to get my shit off the ground, I'm like, fuck it, man, I got some connects, I'll give y'all my connects. You know what I'm saying? We get this money together and shit. It's been like that ever since. Ever since then, man. It's blood in, blood out.
Geeked up.
Geeked up. Geeked up.
I be doing a promo and management. You know, I'm working with a AA track right now called A-List.
that's getting picked up in like 8 states right now, from southeast up to the Midwest. You know, DJ Slick messing with it out there in Kentucky. You know, Hustle Squad DJs picking up on it. About to be a real big record. You know, already getting a play out there in Houston right now on a 979 The Box too.
So, yeah.
You know, Double A about to be like a household name.
We finna get it.
And you played a major part in that.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, shout out to Legion of Doom, Shadyville DJs. You know what I'm saying? Who Kid, what's up? Shop Mills, what's popping? We got DJ Slick at the crib, Vibe 27, finna drop that. I mean, yeah. Yeah, this for mama. Yeah, man. You know, I'm just trying to do my thing, man. I just study the game, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a lot of music I listen to, man, and shit. You know, I'm the best rapper from Dallas. Like, what's popping, nigga? Like, I said it. Marcus?
Y'all can holler at me, Marcus. You know, 214. It's gonna be 214, 394, 5383. Hit me up anytime. Let's get it pop.
Or, you know, if you want to do, you know, some more booking, you know, you can holler at my man Rashid. You know what I'm saying? 202-487-3343. You know what I'm saying? @RDEYE@Yahoo. You know what I'm saying? He do all the booking for 112, and you know, and the Angelola Love chick and Gloria Velez and all them other chicks and Jada Kiss and all this. So, you know, that's two ways you can contact me. So, you know, holler at your boy. If you don't fuck with me now, you will fuck with me later. I can guarantee. Shout out to the hood. Shout out to all the street niggas, man. They get muzzled in this motherfucking game. I'm with y'all. Like, real talk. I ain't with the, you know, radio play cool, club play cool, but street niggas, I do this shit for y'all, man. We gon' go to the top together. I feel Dallas ain't gonna get on to the real street niggas who really ran Dallas and really had a big part in Dallas, get that proper shine. So when I get on, Cottonmouth, come on with it on that major, major level. You know what I'm saying? Pookie and Lucci. You know what I'm saying? I know how Kevin A pulled that bullshit on y'all back in the day. Well, fuck it, nigga, come with your boy. You know what I'm saying? Real nigga business. Let's get it popping. All the legends, let's get it in, man. Like, Double A, nigga. You know what it is? You don't fuck with me now, you will fuck with me later. And outside of that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Bay Bay. Bay Bay, nigga. I seen that nigga last night, the Jeezy shit, man.
Yeah, I heard that bitch wide up.
Real talk. We in the talks. Shout out to FC, Five Chief, CTE. You know what I'm saying? What's good, Jeezy? You know what I'm saying? We chopped it up. We you know, I'ma have a shout to Tuss. Tuss already know what's up. You know what I'm saying? We making moves. We got labels looking, but you know, CT is looking real good right now.
Hey, man, we wish y'all the best of luck. Matter of fact, one of our co-hosts on the show, Janky
Judge,
he out there in Miami right now.
Yeah.
Live in motherfucking Coco.
Yeah.
Listening to the goddamn show, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Blue Rod Senior, yeah.
One life, one love.
Yes. What's poppin'? Yeah. Okay. Shout out to Fahrenheit.
Very good.
Live at Coco's.
Live from Coco's.
Miami, M-I-A-O. What's good? Anytime. Spot, anytime. Baby. Anytime. Yeah.
No, I don't know the details though.
Yeah. Reese, you murder man.
Nope.
Yeah.
Library. I ain't been in the library for years. Goddamn. Ma'am.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Could you tell me where the computers is at?
The computers.
Yeah, computers. Yeah.
Right over there, sir. You're gonna have to be quiet though.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
I thought I told you to be quiet.
Ain't nobody turn listening that, to what you talking about.
Turn it down. You hoodlum.
What?
Where are you from?
I'm from your mama's
this
house. Sound again. I read the first intro so Pooh can put me on again. Yeah, he's still in the streets from the sip to the dip. Talking deep in ATL, back to Memphis, Tennessee. Niggas could if they would, but they can't, so they ain't. Pooh get deep up in the hood, we get money, fuck a bank. Urban South Radio, yeah. Check it, John Loaded and that boy Baker. Hustlers and my nigga ain't giving you Southern flavor. If you got that local fire, I bet they gon' play ya. Download it to my iPod and hear it every day, bruh. Like termites, Urban South Radio infesting. Got you tuned in to that Southside connection. Next.
Southside Connection on Urban South Radio.
Your name, every day. Mary.
company to keep you sane. Mary Jane, I love you, Mary Jane. All I need to get me through this thing. True to game, you ain't never made me smash my things. Crash the brain, anything you've always kept me tame. And it's plain for me to see that you my everything. Mary Jane helps to ease the brain. When you hang, there are seasons you ain't never changed. Stay the same, never seen what people seen in speed. Do what you can, that's when you get everything we need. The thing, baby, true indeed. Do your thing, Mary Jane.
Spills going down on that side, dog. We still live on the Southside Connection Show. Damn, it's just 10:40. Hey, I'm G'd up, man. Shout out to Funky Town. Yes, we live.
Radio.
I'm G'd up, man, from my head to my feet. I hear you talking down on me, but hold up, man, I'm back up in the dough, finna put it down for show. We blowed up, man, got a hole in the street, got the underground with me. Show enough, fuck your town and nationwide, every day getting high, we so fly, that's why.
I'm G'd up, motherfucker. From my head to my feet, I got one foot in the rap game, the other in these streets. I'm rhyming over beats, trying to feed my family. Don't take my kind for weak, bitch, and watch how you handle me. Damn it, B, a lot of people talking down on me, Mr. Black Shard Brown. Why now? Is it the money or the clothes? Why now? Is it the lack stacks of hoes? All I suppose, but I guess that's life. And that just goes to show that I'm just that nice. And fuck what y'all don't like, I'ma do my thing. Keep this shit gangsta and go against the grain. You might get your shirt stained if you fuck with me, daddy. Will it charge my pistol with you? Big guy might slap you. Coward, you ain't ready for us. I got a clique of zoo niggas and they all G'd up.
I'm G'd up, man, from my head to my feet. I hear you talking down on me, but hold up, man, I'm back up in the dough, finna put it down for show. We blowed up, man, got a hole in the street, got the underground with me. Show enough, fuck the town and nationwide, every day getting high, we so fly, that's why.
Now what the business is, Ben, let your boy stretch out on the track.
Tell him who you is, boy.
I'm Twisted Black, nah, check my swagger, you can see that I'm for real with
it. These niggas talking down,
but then they still got to deal with it. My motto is I lead and y'all follow. I'ma keep it solid while y'all keep it hollow. I'ma stay clean cut, plus I keep a show not to flash at your bottom bra and see if you're robot. I'm like Kaya, my back and my neck is sweating from the leather in my lack and my vet hoe. Y'all don't know that, y'all ain't paid yet. Half a mil street money, nigga, can you say that? Oh well, please and excuse your broke ass. Out of my sight because a nigga with no cash, no heart, no name, and no hustle and no flash. Worse than a pretty red bone with no ass.
G'd up, man, from my head to my feet, I hear you talking down on me. But hold up, man, I'm back up in the dough, finna put it down for show. We blowed up, man, got a hole in the street, got the underground with me. Show enough, fuck your town and nationwide, every day getting high, we so fly, that's why.
Go get your money while you can, it's hard
to kick it. It's either haters in the way or the police tripping. Now I'm stacking my grip. Gotta stay away from snakes. The closest motherfuckers end up turning the face. Proceed to get paid indeed. They scheming on you. I need room to breathe. It's the same old I'm just trying to get the cash. No change though, that's how the game go. It was said by a man who wouldn't quit on his grind for show. Keep a tramp hole, bitch. Professional go-getter. See, I gotta remain this here. Trying to stack me up some change this year. We do this worldwide, playboy. With no hesitance. Please believe it, we after the dead presidents. Get it while it's all good, that's what I say. We ballaholics, ready to parlay.
I'm cheating up, man. From my head to my feet, I hear you talking down on me. But hold up, man. I'm back up in the dough, finna put it down for show. We blowed up, man. Got a hole in the street, got the underground with me. Showed up, fucking town and nationwide every day.
Southside Connection Show. It's going down. This little indie radio show got a lot of shit going on out there, don't it?
I got a question. Did Big Ben bring that track, or did we already have that before he came?
Oh, we out. Shit, we fucked Big Ben up with that when he came in. We didn't know he had it. You know what I'm saying?
And we didn't even know he was coming.
He didn't know he had it.
That's crazy.
So when he came through, you know what I'm saying? It was just so having Cottonmouth came in a week before Ben did.
Oh.
Matter of fact, the night Cottonmouth was here was the night Black called in. Twisted Black called into the show. You know what I'm saying? So it's been a beautiful thing.
It's beautiful.
It's been some real shit. It's been that real shit. You know what I'm saying? We ain't had none of that fabricated shit coming through here. And that's why niggas fucking with us. You know what I'm saying? And for y'all niggas out there that didn't know, goddamn it, we are licensed in this bitch. So we ain't just in this motherfucker in here for fun, for play work, goddamn it. At the same time, we giving y'all ass that real ass knowledge out here in this jungle. But shit, we getting this motherfucking business handles. Now, we ain't paying y'all all, like we say, don't quit your motherfucking job now. Because the shit we giving you is point something, 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 or something that might be point something or something. But goddamn it, you in the system. Hey, goddamn it, check your ass, cap your VMI, however your shit is, do sound and change, how they work that shit out, goddamn it. We in there. We got okay. You. So shit, real talk. Hey, man, Portia.
Yo.
We got a motherfucking classic producer in the house.
It's a Big E beat. I've been waiting to meet this guy, man.
Won't you give him a formal introduction?
Okay, well, y'all motherfuckers out there been doing it, Dougie. But before you get to doing the Dougie, everybody got to be heard. It's a Big E beat, and that motherfucker is right here live in the studio with us. So. Right now, I'm finna introduce to you Big E.
What's up with it?
Man, what's good with you, man? Hey, first off, I gotta say, definitely appreciate y'all, man, even taking the time to stop through and come through and even fuck with us, man. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all boys keep a busy schedule, you know what I'm saying? I know y'all still fuck with the jungle and shit, but y'all still keep a busy schedule, so we appreciate it, my nigga.
Man, we gonna be in the trenches, man. There ain't no more trenches to be in. You feel me? So, yeah.
Hey, now real talk, you know what I'm saying? I'm not bred up out the motherfucking city, you know what I'm saying? So just from the starting point of recap, we got a whole lot of listeners out there that's in Miami, that's in the Mississippi Delta,
Georgia.
That's in Georgia, that's in all them places, you know what I'm saying, that they heard of Big E, and they hearing you live right now as far as, you know, not your actual artwork, but your voice, you know what I'm saying? Shit, just give them a small piece as far as how you even got started into this motherfucking production game, man.
Oh, man, it was man, you know, I've been down and dirty for a minute, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
give us a summary.
I've been down and dirty, man. You know what I'm saying? Really, man, for life since like 2000, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's just like,
it seemed like 2000 was just yesterday.
Like putting it down with you know, a lot of local cats. Man, a lot of cats don't know, man. Man, I did shit for a lot of cats out of Sacramento, out the Bay. I did shit for I did Cottonmouth's whole last album, the King Kong Cotton, except for like four songs. I produced his whole last album. Stuff on Lucci's last project, 100% real. On Tom's last album, The Eat or Get Eight, I did one joint on there, man. I'm saying, and produced for.
And we done ran all that shit up.
Hey, too. Man, you can't name a motherfucker, man, who ain't got a name, who got a name around this Dallas for worse shit that I ain't fucked with. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Ain't all. You know, fuck with that Big E shit. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, it's been a long time coming, man. Niggas just stayed down and dirty, man, and stayed true to the game, man. And it popping off, man. Y'all probably remember we had that Liquid Entertainment, Dixon Records, the other side of the game. Yeah, that was Big E shit.
Yeah.
You feel me? Me and my nigga, me and the homie, Mr. Mac T, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to you know what I'm saying, Dixon Circle and all the homies over there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, hey, man, we've been down and dirty for a long time, man.
Now, man, how you get into it, man, as far as the production side of it, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you something, man. Before 2000, I had never touched a piece of equipment, bro. You feel me? I mean, I was in the management game. You feel me?
Right.
When my little brother was rapping, and then matter of fact, I'm gonna tell you how wild this is, right? I was in the management game, right?
Yeah.
And my little brother was rapping. I ran into this cat now that does some management for me, T Notch. He was rapping back in the day.
T-Notch.
He had a group called Elements of the South and all that. We had linked up and started doing some things in the studio or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know, man, everything just progressed and transgressed and multiplied and, you know, materialized, you feel me?
Right, right.
And here we are, man. But actually, I was managing, man. I was, I know this cat named Spliff. You know what I'm saying? He a producer. He a real talented producer out of Dallas, man. I was managing that cat, man. And you know what I'm saying? He was... You know what I'm saying? And, move on and move forward. And, you know, this shit, that's basically how I got in the game, bro.
Hey,
just
shit,
like that.
It sounds like to me, goddamn it, like when Ice-T said shit, goddamn it, I ain't know how to rap, but shit, when I got the deal, shit, I had to go get some motherfucking records.
But you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
But I'm gonna say this though, like a lot of these motherfuckers don't realize, man. I'm gonna tell you the number one thing, man. If you motherfuckers trying to make it in the game, in this rap game, I'm gonna tell you the number one words you gotta put in your vocabulary and put at the forefront of your vocabulary is sacrifice, man.
A lot of sacrifice.
Motherfucker gotta make sacrifice, man. I can't tell you, man, how many nights a nigga slept on studio floors and motherfucking all this bullshit, man, looking. Staring at the ceiling, wondering, man, when the fuck is this shit gonna go down,
not
man?
Not knowing when the next rent. I mean,
not knowing, man, motherfucker. You remember T-Lo? Because he been there the whole step of time. Motherfucker be out there doing shade tree-ass shit just to make the ends meet. You feel me? And try to really, you know, keep the dream alive not only for yourself, but for your partners, for the homies, for the hood. You feel me, everybody? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, shit, hey, man, because... Hey, what we doing? This is the backup plan. This is the big one. you feel me?
It's got to
work. What's your backup plan, bring nigga? This is it.
You got
that. I'm glad you bring that shit up, though, because niggas really don't know. When you say that word sack, man, I wish I had Money Waters up in this bitch.
That's my nigga. That's my nigga right there.
We on the road, goddammit. We out of state in the goddamn big ass. He had a big ass excursion, goddamn.
Yeah, I'm over here.
Hey, we didn't know how we was gonna get. We had enough money for the dollar menu at McDonald's. Yeah. Some Bud Ice. And as long as we had some motherfucking product,
yeah,
we knew we were gonna get it, goddamn it. You feel me?
Real
sacrifice, goddamn it.
I'm telling you.
Man. They quit. Sacrifice, goddamn it.
Real talk, man. I see a lot of these motherfuckers don't understand, man. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, you know, they hear that shit on the radio or whatever. Man, but motherfucker, man, you gotta be down and dirty with this shit. You gotta be willing, man, to put it all on
everything.
The line, bro.
All on the line.
Everything, yeah. Man. And you gotta, I'm talking about in the face of adversity. A lot of these niggas, man, I'm gonna tell you something. I'm just gonna keep it 100. A lot of these motherfuckers be out here, you know, come to the studio, man, I gotta go. My bitch calling me, man. Hey, man, fuck yeah. That old nigga. Yeah, yeah, I'm talking about real talk, nigga. You better get in there, man, and make you and do and pursue something that's gonna feed you. And the generations after you, homie, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, we got somebody I want to talk to you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they calling it.
We got somebody I want to talk to you, man. Hey, Carla, you live on the air. We got Big E live in the studio, man.
What's up with it?
What's up, man? This sound like SHO, period.
You already know. What's up with it, boy?
What's good with you, man?
Oh, man, kick back listening to y'all.
Well, shit, nigga, you live on the Southside Connection Show, nigga, Riverside Radio. What's up with it?
Oh, man, you know me. Like I said, I'm listening to Big Homie talk, man. You know, checking y'all boys out.
Hey, hold on one. Hey, hold on 1 second, and I love saying this shit, being on radio. I heard the phone ring in your background. Hey, turn your radio down in the background.
Hey, I got it on time. Hold on to see.
Nah, ain't got nothing to do with you. The listeners out there, you know, let them know, goddamn it, we radio in this motherfucker too.
Yeah, I'm listening to him talk about sacrifices, man, you know, and you know, I'm definitely one of them people who understand what they come from, you know. 11 years in it, you know, looking at a lot of people riding, you jump out for a lot of people faster than others, but, you know, you just got to stay focused and keep, you know, staying true to you. I can honestly say I probably would have been there, jumped off if I was willing to sell out, but that ain't me. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, nigga, you got one of the best sounding phones that can call into this motherfucker. What kind of phone you got, nigga?
Oh, man, come on. You know
you trying to
get me to get the iPhone, but now you want to give me props on my phone.
Well, nigga, I'm just keeping it real, man.
I got the view, man.
See, now you're breaking up. You feel me?
I got the view.
But go ahead, my nigga.
Man, we raising the ball.
Go ahead, my nigga. I didn't mean to cut you off.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you know, but it shows like this, man, and people that come in with their testimonies like Big E, it's somebody like me going. You know what I'm saying? I was listening to Double H talk, you know what I'm saying? We just got to stay focused, man. He right. And I know Pooh, you was listening to him talking. He said a lot of the same things I be saying all the time, man. A lot of people who broke the ground for the city not being recognized, you know what I'm saying? And I don't think it's great. You know, but, you know, me being, you know, a representative, I'm in the house as a representative for the city because, you know, like you, myself, I'm not from here, so it's certain stuff that I'm willing to speak on. But, you know, man, there's a lot of people who broke the ground for the city, man, who need to be recognized for it, you know what I'm saying? That's just how I feel.
Man, that's real motherfucking talk, my nigga. And I appreciate you calling in and saying that. Matter of fact, anybody else that's listening out there, hey, This real nigga shit right here. Why I got you on the line, my nigga? This show is dedicated to Nate Quick, my nigga. Did you personally know him? And if so, you know what I'm saying? What do you remember about him?
I met him at the radio station. I went up to K104. I took my son up there, actually. And, you know, he's talking to me about the mixtape I did with Drop, the 36 Ounces. You know, he's a real positive brother, man. You know what I'm saying? Telling me to stay focused on what I was doing. I'm gonna be honest, it was my first time meeting him, but he gave off a real positive vibe and gave me motivation to keep doing what I'm doing. You know, so I peed Nate Quick, you know, his family and my condolences, man. You know, we gotta keep that in mind. You know, don't let nobody deter you from your dreams, man. Like I was telling the cat, you know, I don't care what nobody tell you, man. You know, I never take another man's word, you know, and let him stop me to try to from trying to pursue my dreams. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Hey, we appreciate
that.
So, that
like I said, man, rest in peace. He was real positive about the project, you know, because I came in real professional. I carried myself in a professional manner, and you know me, Kaki as a rapper, I had the product. You feel me? I had it good, so you know it is what it is, man.
Hey, man, we appreciate that shit, man. You got anything else you want to say on Big East side?
Hey man, you know we go get to business, man. You know Big E know what it is. And,
so you're right.
You know, like I say, man, I appreciate, you know, you for staying down with me. You know, I know MG listening. Me and him just got through chopping it up. Sky World is in the building. You know, load, I know loaded in there, Porsche. I see you. You know what I'm saying? We out here trying to get to it, man. Like I said, I appreciate y'all staying down with me all the way through it. And you know, it can be hard to stay down with me sometimes, but you know, we working it, man. We out here getting it, you know? It's a beautiful thing.
Hey, that's what's real, man. We definitely appreciate you calling in, man. That's real nigga shit, man. Sky High World, man. Hey, Big E, speaking on Nate Quick, man, you know.
Yeah.
You got anything you want to say on Nate Quick side, man? You personally did anything?
Oh, man, you know, yeah. Like I said, man, it's, you know, well, you know, it's always, you know, further than, man, it's, you know, Nate Quick, you know what I'm saying, being instrumental in the Dallas music scene. You know, this dude was a, you know what I'm saying, was a cat to have family, man. And you know, anytime, man, you know, anytime somebody is, you know, taken away like that, man, you know what I'm saying, you know, you gotta really you know, feel for the family, man. You know what I'm saying? And you know, beyond the music, you know what I'm saying, I mean, you know, cause you know we knew, you know, I knew Nate Quick. I didn't know him, but you know, I met him, ran into him. He came by the studio a couple of times, you know what I'm saying, on the music blast. But you know, I condolences to that man's family, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, hey man, that's just real. You know what I'm saying? And that's where the pain. That's, you know, that's where the pain. Hey man, cause I just lost my grandmama, man. You know, a couple months ago, man, and. So you know that kind of stuff is hard, bro. You know what I'm saying? So you know, like I said, condolences to the man family. You know what I'm saying? Just on the basic level, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and you know what? You know what, my nigga?
That's real talk.
Like, a lot of folks don't know this on my side. I've been on my family situation.
Yeah.
In-law situation. I've been dealing with the same type of shit, man. I've been back and forth, dog. From here to the ship, something, yeah. Motherfucking time, load and know that shit.
Yeah.
But man, with the shit we doing, man, you got to keep going.
Keep on pushing.
You know what I'm saying, my nigga? And trying to keep making this motherfucking shit happen, yeah. Because when you stop,
it's a wrap.
When you stop,
it's a wrap, bro.
Yep.
Shit.
And that's real talk. We've been out here, man.
For real.
I mean, man, we've been out here, man, balls to the wall, you feel me? And like, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to tell you, man, a lot of these cats, I'm just going to be real, man. This Urban South Radio, I'm going to speak my piece, bro.
Speak it, man. Speak on it.
A lot of these motherfuckers out here, man, they ain't built to last, bro.
That's
you know
right.
What I'm saying? A lot of these motherfuckers ain't got what it takes. And what I mean ain't got what it takes, man, you know, they might have a little rap talent. You know what I'm saying? They might have production talent, but these niggas ain't got the fortitude, man, to get out here and last, man. I'm gonna tell you something, man. In my mind, and whoever is down fucking with me, and we fucking around together, family, man, we gonna fall together, we gonna rise together, man, and we gonna put it all on the line, bro. And when I say all on the line, I mean everything. You feel me? And these motherfuckers be coming out here, man, and jumping in this rap game, half cocked and shit, thinking I'm gonna get in the studio, man. I'm gonna lay a song down, man, and I'm gonna be famous tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Nah, this shit don't. You motherfucker, it don't work like that. And so you really gotta be in the mind state, like, man. Hey, man, I don't give a fuck what it takes, man. I'm going to do it. You know what I'm saying? Because I believe in this shit and I believe in myself, man. Because, man, I'm telling you, man, a motherfucker been through hell in this rap game. A motherfucker been to the, man, looking to the lowest of the lows, bro. You feel me? But it takes that sometimes for you to realize, to get to the highest of the highs, man.
Now, when you say lowest to the low, I'm talking about
the lowest of the lows, bro.
We at the studio, bro.
I'm telling you.
We at the studio, bro. This is T-Knox for everybody don't know, you know what I'm saying? I'm the one that got Lil Will and them in the studio, did the beatboxing on Cottonmouth single, that elbows out the window, you know what I'm saying?
That's my nigga beatboxing on there. You know what I'm saying?
I used to do the rapping thing, now management, you know what I'm saying? But on the lowest term we done been on, bro, we been in the studio with a can full of change.
You hear
that
me?
That people don't left in the studio, to my people don't, it don't fill out of people's pocket. We cleaning up the studio, just putting it all in the bowl. You know what I'm saying? You know, we had good time. I'm talking about, bro, we were so broke and so we were hungry in the studio, bro.
Man, starving, bro.
We took that chain, turned it up, bro. And we remind everybody the studio is in DeSoto and buses don't run out there. So we had to walk to go get something to eat in the heat. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So we don't been, man, to the lowest term, bro.
Man,
you know what I'm saying?
Lowest terms, man.
I mean, loyalty, a lot of these young cats, man, they don't know nothing about loyalty, bro. They don't know nothing. I mean, what they do is they see, oh, man, the grass look green on that side, so they jump. Or the grass look green on that side, so they jump. They don't know nothing about loyalty, bro.
And I'm going to speak on this, too, man. You know what I'm saying? Nigga get mad. Hey, man, look here, man. You know, I got, you know, man, I ain't got nothing but love, man, for Dallas rap music, for Dallas music, man. You know what I'm saying? The Dallas hip-hop scene. The Dallas rap scene, whatever you want to call it, man. But I'm gonna tell you, man, there's a lot of fraudulent hoe ass niggas out here, man. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? What I'm talking about, I don't say no names and no, 'cause I don't get into all that. But the thing is this, man, is my nigga, don't never forget where the fuck you came from, homeboy. You feel me? And don't never forget. Hey, man, like I did an interview. I was down in H-Town last week, man. I did an interview. Last week, man. You know, motherfuckers was talking about the boogie movement and all that kind of stuff, right? And, man, like one of the first things I said, man, myself, you know, I said, hey, look here, man. Now I give it up to Lil Will, bro, because, hell, Lil Will didn't get on that record. And I didn't make the beat, and Lil Will didn't get on the record, and we didn't come together on that. It wouldn't have been no Dougie.
That's right.
You feel me? And so I can't leave. Like, you know what I'm saying? I can't leave Lil Will out of my success. You feel me? Because that nigga a part of my success. You feel me? And a part of my positioning. You feel me? But a lot of these motherfuckers out here, bro, a lot of these motherfuckers, man, they'll sit here, man, and act like they did it all on their motherfucking own. You feel me? And you know what I'm saying? And that's one of the reasons why, like, motherfuckers in Dallas, you know what I'm saying, haven't reached the heights that they have the potential to reach, is because motherfuckers, man, it'd be a gang of hating going on. These motherfuckers want to sit back. These motherfuckers want to sit back and nigga act like you a star, nigga, and your records ain't playing past the Grove, nigga. You feel me? Nigga don't know you, man, past a 50-mile radius outside the city. Nigga, you ain't no star, nigga.
Hey, this is what I say.
You feel me?
This is the example I always use. I'd be like, man, motherfucking could be $1 million nigga in Dallas, Fort Worth, step across that state line in Shreveport, nigga, be like, who?
Be a 50 cent nigga, a dollar and some change. You
nigga,
feel me?
We ain't heard of that nigga.
Man, nigga ain't even got a man. Man, these niggas, I'm telling you, my nigga, these niggas step on the other side of goddamn Forney, nigga. Nigga don't know who the fuck these niggas is. But you know, like, you know, and that's real, though, my nigga. You got to stay humble. You got to stay down. And you got to stay real, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, man, my nigga, we down. Man, I'm down there fucking around in Houston, man. Fuck with Double Dose Management. That's a management company. Same. Me and Bud B under the same management, man. Mm-hmm. Me and Bud work together almost every day. You know what I'm saying? Right. Work with, you know, International Red. That's the manager. You know what I'm saying? Right. He's been over the rap a lot for the past 15 years. So, nigga working with everybody down there in H-Town. You feel me? And you know, established artists, platinum artists. I did a song on Mike Jones' last album.
Yeah, Swagger
You feel
right.
me? The Swagger Right. Yeah. Did two yeah. songs on Zero's new album. Did two songs on the next Pimp C album, which is going to be Pimp C's last right. album. And we working on Buzz album right now. And what we, you know, I'm saying all that to say.
I heard you got some shit on that Maya too.
Yeah, well, actually, Gator Man, got a song with Maya. I didn't produce a track, but you know what I'm saying. But check this out, man. We, you know, these are established artists, man.
Right.
And man, I'm gonna tell you, man, one of the humblest niggas I know, bro. Is Bun B, bro.
Man, he a real dude, too.
That Bun B real nigga, man. You know what I'm saying? Down the line, man. And Bun B is a humble nigga. You feel me? Right. And now, I'm talking about, man, Bun B is like more humble than a lot of these motherfuckers around here. That ain't had, you know what I'm saying? These niggas got a half a record getting a half a spin on 104, my nigga. And these niggas act like, you know what I'm saying? My nigga, you niggas ain't no stars, nigga.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And then, my nigga, I'm going to tell you, my nigga, like a lot of these motherfuckers, man, you know what I'm saying? Man, hating, man, ain't going to put you ahead, bro. You know what I'm saying? My nigga, I don't walk around this motherfucker. You feel me? Hey, man, I'm Big E. Whoop-de-whoop. Nigga, man, hey, say, man, all you got to do, you can Google me, motherfucker. You can look on BDS, and you can look on the motherfucking goddamn billboard and see my name, motherfucker. But still, I'm humble, and I fucks with niggas. And these niggas be around here, man, like they can't even fuck with the next nigga over here. Hey, man, I'm... You feel me? Nigga, come together. But what I think it is, man, put all that aside, is a lot of these niggas got complexes, bro, because they know they ain't tight. Yeah, nigga, you ain't tight, homie. So, if you go over here and put this nigga on the record with you, nigga might eat you on that record, bro. And you looking like an ass, nigga. But all you got to do is get your skills up. And then again, rap ain't for everybody. Because rap is like a skill, bro. Just like everybody can't play in the NFL and the NBA, everybody can't rap, my nigga. So if you got a crew of motherfuckers around you, man, and your partner can't rap, tell that nigga, man. Hey, partner, hey, look what you could do, man. You might want to do this because you ain't rapping, bro. If you continue to rap, man, we going to lose.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Come on, man.
All right. Now, before I ask that question, now I want to go back to the loyalty side too. I just want to make a comment on that side. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
Motherfuckers don't understand. Just like you up,
you gonna come down.
You come down. You come down. Goddamn it.
Yeah.
I tell niggas, you always got to go home. Goddamn it.
That's right.
You always
got to
come home.
You got to come back.
Come home. Goddamn it. Shit, home got to respect you and accept you. And home gonna be what's gonna put your ass back on when you fall down. You feel me?
Exactly.
Now going back to the production side of it, you know what I'm saying? What you just got through talking about as far as motherfuckers need to tell they people that they can't rap.
You need to tell these niggas, man.
You as a producer. Yeah. That we have a lot of producers and engineers that don't tell artists this shit.
They don't know.
Man, a lot of these.
They don't know. Some of them don't know.
Hey, man, look here, man. I was just in the studio with my partner today. My partner Blackjack out of Como, out there in Fort Worth, right? And we putting a song together. You feel me? And you know what I'm saying? And like niggas I fuck with. Man, we gonna sit down and we gonna produce this. You know, I'm gonna produce you, bro. We gonna get this motherfucker right, however long it takes, whatever. We gonna get this shit right, bro. And so, you know, I was telling my nigga Blackjack, you know what I'm saying? I was like, man, you know, a lot of these niggas, he was like, man, niggas, I be in the studio rapping, and niggas don't be telling me. But a lot of niggas like T-Nice said they don't know, bro. A nigga don't know. My nigga, if you not in an environment, you feel me, with motherfuckers who know what a hit is, with motherfuckers that know what hits are, how to put records together, nigga, you ain't gonna never know if the record is shitty, of the record is good. I hear a lot of niggas like, and I hear the song, I'm like, man, that would have been a good record.
But it's missing something.
But that record is missing something. It got too much of something. If the beat ain't right, the the vocalist ain't right, you know what I'm saying? Because it's something not coming together. And that's what a good producer is going to do. A good producer is going to bring all those elements together and create and produce a finished product that's viable in the marketplace, man.
And that goes that goes to say it's a lot of beat makers, but not a lot of producers.
And you know that's what it is, man.
That's real talk.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Hey, T-Nut, how you and E plug up, man?
Man, like he was telling you earlier, man, it was 1998. I'll never forget this day, man. At the Kalina Humphrey Theater off of Turtle Creek, you know what I'm saying? We were doing this show. We had this jam called Ghetto Hop way back before people was dancing, doing this shit, doing all the everything. We had this song called Ghetto Hop with a little dance to it. And Big E was managing, you know what I'm saying? That's during the time when No Limit had they uprising, you know what I'm saying? It was a couple of representatives down there from No Limit. And Big E, when we got up there, we rocked it, you know what I'm saying? And Big E came back and hollered at me. He was like, man, y'all was tight, man. Who managing y'all? And I was like, I'm doing everything, you know what I'm saying? So I got E number, got at him, you know what I'm saying? And went to his office and chopped it up or whatever. And it was like six niggas in the group. So, you know, niggas that don't know the business, you know what I'm saying? I was trying to learn at the time, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of niggas don't know, so niggas were like, man, we just gonna keep doing it on our own, you know what I'm saying? But I knew that you have to get with somebody that know more than you to get on another level. So me and Big E, we didn't hook up for about like another year or so. Then I seen him at Big T Bazaar in 1999. You know what I'm saying? No, that was 2000. I seen you in 2000.
No, one of them years.
But yeah, but anyway, he told me he had a studio, so I went out to the studio, hooked up with him and shit. You know what I'm saying? Recorded a couple of tracks, and then niggas start falling off on his end. So shit, we sat down, chopped it up. You're like, man, T-Nod, you need to come on in. We need to go on and get this shit going. You know what I'm saying? So shit, that's what I did, and been there ever since.
Y'all niggas basically just switch positions.
Yes, sir.
You know, man, like, man, I'm gonna tell you something, man. I'm gonna tell you how cold the game is, bro. About a year ago, right? Hey, man, I'm talking. This is after the Dougie and everything. And when that Dougie came out and the Busted Wide Open and all of that, you know, I signed a publishing deal, man, with this company in the UK, right? You know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Got branded out for that shit. And then my business just fell off, bro. All of a sudden, I'm talking about like, okay, now because I was like in a position where, okay, I did these two records. These records were going. These records were hits. They were charting on Billboard, right? And so, you know, I had to, you know, niggas got to pay the toll now. You know, niggas got to pay the price. You know what I'm saying? So I was caught between that, hating, and everything else. You know what I'm saying? So my business just almost shut down, bro.
Man,
you know what I'm saying? So I call my nigga Notch up one day.
I'm at work.
And I say, look here, bro. And I'm going to tell you all niggas something about real niggas, and I'm going to tell you something about dedication, man. I tell my nigga Notch, I say, look here, man. Fuck this shit. We going to H-Town, bro. Just like that. Check this out, man. I'm gonna tell you something about real niggas. I'm gonna tell you something about believing in the dream, bro. This nigga believe in the dream. This nigga quit his fucking job, my nigga.
Same week, nigga. We talked that Sunday.
That nigga quit his job. I'm talking about I told this nigga Sunday we was going to Ace Town. Thursday or Friday of that next week we was out of here. This nigga quit his job.
For real talk.
You know what I'm saying? We packed our shit, nigga. I packed up all my equipment. Nigga, we bailed, nigga.
Bounced out.
I'm glad you said that, though, but real talk, niggas don't understand this shit. Niggas lose family. Niggas lose their family behind this shit.
Real talk.
When you say sacrifice,
yep.
Nigga, when you say everything.
Everything.
This nigga mean every motherfucker.
Mean everything. Man, the deal is, man, we went out there, man, and got it in because I believed in me. I believed that this nigga had my back. You feel me? And I believed in my man International Red. You feel me? I believed in what he was talking about. You feel me? And we could, because, man, let me say this, man. I don't give a fuck what these niggas say about Rap-A-Lot. You feel me? You motherfuckers got it all fucked up. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Nigga, don't talk bad about no Rap-A-Lot shit because you old-ass nigga scared. You know what I'm talking about? My nigga, I'm going to tell you something about Jay Prince and Rap-A-Lot, bro. Jay Prince been around for 20-plus years in this music game, bro. You feel me?
Black-owned.
Black-owned, my nigga. This cat laid the foundation for this down south hip-hop shit. I don't give a fuck how you niggas cut it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell you something. If you niggas think that all that bullshit you hear is true, and this nigga wouldn't be around as long as he been around still prospering, bro. Look at Suge Knight, nigga. Suge Knight had about a 4-year run, and he was out of there.
Over.
You know what I'm saying? Because so don't believe everything you hear, man. I felt like, man, look here, real talk. I say, man, you know, I can go a lot of different ways because there was a lot of different cats trying to manage me, man. You know what I'm saying? Trying to, you know what I'm saying, get me in. But I'm like, look here, man. I hooked in with my man International Red, you know what I'm talking about, down there, you know what I'm saying, at Rap-A-Lot. You feel me? And, man, it's been like a family vibe ever since, bro.
Ever since. See, the thing goes, niggas be friend what they don't know, you know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas, they hear stories, and another thing, a lot of niggas ain't got the nuts to handle their business right, you know what I'm saying? I mean, when we went down to Houston, shit, we already knew, hey, man, shit, we know what we want to do.
And
we did it.
But the bottom line is, man, is look here, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like we keeping it. Your motherfuckers out here talking about they keeping it street. They keeping it gutter. You feel me? And all this shit like this. My nigga, then what you scared for, nigga? You know what I'm saying? But you know, nigga don't want to give a label like Rap-A-Lot a look. But then they go and get with some of these other labels that I ain't gonna mention, and get the dog shit fucked out of. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, nigga, man. I know what kind of deals you niggas signing, nigga.
I do too.
I know what kind of
we
deals
are
you niggas
on
signing,
the inside, so we know.
You know something else too? Even way lower than Rap-A-Lot. Niggas scared to get out here on this road, man. Niggas scared to get out here, dog. They scared to get out here, dog.
Yeah, they scared.
Cause now you got to go to another jump.
Exactly.
And adapt and keep that shit moving. It's just like I tell niggas, man, and I never forget this shit in my life. And it's coming around to 1 year right now. When Ike hit Houston.
Yeah, right on.
I slept in that bitch for 4 motherfucking days. I slept in motherfucking Garden City with J-Dog now for 2 days. I slept on the Southwest Side. Matter of fact, supposed to be doing some shit with Prince at the gym.
Right on.
Juliet hit me, but the motherfucker wasn't open. And then Trey had hit us up on some shit, but by that time I was cutting out. That was about the 4th motherfucking day.
Yeah.
You know
what I'm saying?
But man, just when I see other niggas got to get out here and really try to do that shit and get in there.
Man.
No.
These niggas don't believe, man. And, you know, that's the bottom line. Hey, man, I'm going to tell you something. That kind of means a segue. And I'm talking about my boy, but you know what I'm saying, the new artist, the first artist on Big E Beat Entertainment, man, Beezy.
We're going to get into that. We're going to go into a song, and we're going to come back, and we're going to go straight into that right there.
All right.
We live on the Southside Connection Show, man. We got Beezy, man. Big E, T-Notch in the motherfucking house, dog. It's going down. Speaking of motherfucking Rap-A-Lot, speaking of being loyal, speaking of being a motherfucking hustler, you know what? I ain't gonna even say the name of this song. I'm just gonna play this shit, man.
Southside Connection on Urban South Radio.
Ask the babe and I like
it like Johnny Guitar Watson. Pippin' them hoes and put the bitch on the track. On the track. And tell a hoe to bring all my money back. I wanna holler at that boy Ike Turner. You gotta know it's about the paper and you learn her. About getting on the corner for your daddy. What love got to do with it? I'm in the caddy. I got a yellow asshole that'll suck you up. That'll blow in your butt, ain't scared to fuck. And she been overtaken like a G. Like a G. Because you know the bitch down with PMC. I switched my name to a drag tripper. Now the hoe trying to pull down my fucking zipper. And get to that snake with the cobra head. See a dope and come through with the thing we eat. I used to have a 25 pistol, but now I got some shit that shoot like a missile. I'm talking AK, HK2, bitch. I hit you up, I ain't going for that whole shit. Them other niggas playing games in the street. In the street. You think it's about being lame and making lame beats. But ain't about you and them bitch niggas. Cause fuck boys, cause either get hit with the trip. You think you rich, but you a bitch. You a bitch. You see me in the club, check my pitch.
South Radio.
Yeah, 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 man. Hey, it's real nigga shit, dog. Southside Connection Show, man. Urban South Radio. Porsche, you just, like, you just over there just, you just, yeah.
Look, she don't even like want, she don't even want to host no more. She just, like, I'm definitely pay attention.
You look like it. You look like a sponge. Exactly. No, I'm saying, you look like you soaking that shit in.
Really.
Shit. Big E, man. Hey. Now, you got some more shit going on, man.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Aside from just a straight production, man. Am I on, bro?
Yeah, you on.
Okay, aside from straight production, we got the first artist, man, on Big E Beat Entertainment, man. It, you know what I'm saying? Bag Boy Beezy right here. You feel me? And I'm going to tell you something about this guy, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, say, if you going to fuck around over here with Big E Beats, man, and this Big E shit, man, you got to be, oh, I'm going to lay it all on the line, balls to the wall, fuck it all type nigga. You feel me?
Yeah,
and this is the type of nigga this is right here, man. Because, you know what I'm saying? The nigga came, when we first linked up, you feel me? Hell, man, it was 100. You feel me? And it's been 100 ever since. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know what I'm saying? Because this nigga was willing to put it all on the line for what he could, for the dream, bro. And, you know, them the type of niggas that we get down with over here, man. You know what I'm saying? And so, yeah, Bad Boy Beezy, man. He got that song, A Fool. It's out there fucking around in the clubs.
Yes, sir.
Real tough right now. I'm going to let him go on and speak his piece on it.
What it is, man. Motherfucking Bad Boy Beezy, man. Fucking around. You know what I'm saying? Cool to this Louis, that Ralph Lauren Ford. What it is, bro?
Yeah, man. What's good with you? Oh, yeah. You know what? Hold on. Get Portia a mic. We got to have Portia a mic. He like you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
are we about to call somebody?
Yeah, like the, you know.
A fool.
Yeah.
We finna call somebody? Oh.
No, yeah.
I'm talking to
Bad Boy.
Yeah, what it is, Portia?
Oh, now we gonna call. We got him right here in the building.
Okay, so tell me about your single.
You know what I'm saying? A Fool. You know what I'm saying? First off, man, I'm from South Dallas, man.
Okay.
South Side.
You know what I'm saying? Smile Hood, Lego Park, man. My OG's from Dixon, Fort Ouch, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But A Fool, you know what I'm saying? It ain't just no dance or nothing. That's how we talk, you know what I'm saying? If you shining, you on 28, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. You in the club throwing money, man. We gonna say it's a fool, man. You know what I'm saying? A fool ass swag. So, you know what I'm saying? Shit, I linked up with my nigga Big E, you know what I'm saying? Shit, shout out to Fat B, you know what I'm saying? That's my motherfucking cousin, you know what I'm saying?
Already.
I heard the motherfucking, what you got, Eda? It's going down, you know what I'm saying?
It's going
nigga
down.
Nigga did that hoe for my cousin, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, shit, okay. Big E already got a motherfucking name, you know what I'm saying? I'm a street nigga, I ain't got to talk about it, you know what I'm saying?
How y'all find each other?
Oh, me and Big E?
Yeah.
Right.
Through my cousin, Fat B.
Okay, now, I mean, was y'all, you know what I'm saying, was you in the studio or did you hear some of your music? Or?
Nah, it wasn't nothing like that, bro. I just called my cousin. Yeah, we met at the 7-Eleven.
Okay.
I called my cousin, I say, what's Big E number? He gave it to me, I hit him up, you know what I'm saying? Like he said, I put my all into the shit, bro. Right.
That's what I was saying.
You know what I'm saying? Street nigga.
Add.
I had a look, you know what I'm saying? I had some money, bro. So I'm like, okay. I've been fucking with a lot of beat makers, bro. But these niggas ain't getting me nowhere, bro. Right. Okay, shit. I done heard niggas on the radio that I go harder than. You feel me?
No
Big E got fool ass beats. You know what I'm saying? And the nigga ain't just going to sell me nothing, bro, and walk away from the shit. You feel me? Because that nigga going to eat up. He going to eat out the shit too, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so we
fine.
Damn near like family, my nigga. I got my own record label, Moneybag ENT. At first, I was trying to manage niggas, you know what I'm saying? Niggas got hoe tendencies, you know what I'm saying? Trying to fucking undershoot a nigga and shit. So I cut all them niggas loose. Shit, I'm fucking with T-Notch and Big E, man.
Shit felt like you running a goddamn nursery.
Yeah.
It's so like poison. You know how
solo.
Do we stop that?
Goddamn daycare. Ah. You feel me?
A fool. Nigga paying for the studio time. I'm paying for everything, my nigga.
Hey, motherfucker, and I'm managing, like motherfucker know I'm managing show right now, but he'll tell you, and I'm going to be honest, I hate artists. Real talk. Because you go, it's like Cowboy told you.
Yeah.
He'll never fuck with artists again. He gonna put all his money into him. Why? Cause you put everything you got into a goddamn artist.
Yep.
And this motherfucker come, wake up the next day talking about him feel like going to the studio, he got a headache.
Yep.
Nigga, what?
That's the reason.
Got a headache,
that's
nigga.
The main reason that you got to fuck with a nigga that believes
then
in himself.
Then a nigga be
you
at the club later on that night or some shit.
Gotta believe in yourself.
Nigga be
bro.
At the
that's
club
the main
later.
Reason. I feel if a nigga put $5,000 to $10,000 in himself, then he's serious about himself. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
that's why I deal with different type of characteristics, different type of attitudes, niggas. I mean, I deal with a lot of niggas, so I'm cool dealing with orders. That's what I do. Big, he don't do that. I handle all that.
Fuck around.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I got patience. I know how to deal with certain shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I know how to talk to the nigga and persuade the nigga, let the nigga know, hey man, you got to keep your eyes focused on the road.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what I do.
Hey, man, hey.
Just like y'all, I found somebody that, man, this motherfucker, he gonna get out and get it.
To put it out there, bro, T-Notch and Big E, my nigga, them niggas been the trillest niggas I done met, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Niggas making me go out here and get it, my nigga. I'm out here, my nigga.
Yo,
you know what I'm saying?
Pookie, I'm going to tell you something. I had this nigga doing, nigga.
Yeah.
Nigga, I made this nigga go out there and press up them CDs. Nigga, we got out there, nigga. We hit three clubs a night. Nigga, I had them niggas out there on the curb.
Real
with me standing out there waiting. Nigga, we out there waiting on the DJ to come in for the club opening. in the heat, nigga, this is what we gonna do. You know what I'm saying? And you know that nigga appreciate that shit. Now he know it ain't all about just rapping. You know what I'm saying? Man, getting up in that studio. Remember,
and Loaded was with me. We was in Pensacola, Florida. Yeah. When TJ first started pushing B.O.B., yeah. Man, this nigga was in the street with a backpack on with CD. TJ, goddamn it, with the motherfucking B.O.B. CDs. You know what I'm talking
and
about?
That's
what it is. So it's like, nigga, shit. Nigga, what the fuck you think? You can't get out here and get this shit going. You know what I'm saying? So that's some real shit. Hey.
Cause that's what's necessary, man.
Yeah. Hey. Lord. You know what we're going to do, man?
We're going to talk about it. We're going to play that shit.
Shit, let's talk about this new motherfucking song, dog. Let's run this shit.
Already.
And let them know exactly what it is. Then we're going to come back and talk to you more.
All right, that's a bet, bro.
What's the name of your new song you got? Your new singer you got?
New singer on deck, man. Kyle the Fool. You know what I'm saying? We working on a motherfucking album. Mixtape on deck. More money, new swag. You know what I'm saying? New money, more swag. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, man.
Hey, that's what that is, man. Right here, live. Southside Connection. Urban South Radio. Porsche, she's soaking it up. I'm talking about straight motherfucking sponge. You know what I'm saying?
It's a big easy. I'm beating down the block with the top lit back. I ain't worried about no haters. Chopper push they top back. Big money, Gucci bag, stack on top of stack. In my hood, we bout that. The whole city vouch for that. 28s on the Chevy, boy. My paint wet, truck beating hard, it's a fool. Gucci this, Louis that, rap flowing fool. Big stack, go get a hell of groupies, boy, fool. Everywhere I go, these females won't let my zipper go. Call a 745 done, cut a brain blow. Cut a every arts, get money, watch I work the store. She see the money bag chain, know I'm on. Digging me and watch me do the fool. 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 Watch me, 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 watch
beating down the block with the top lead back. I ain't worried about no haters. Chopper push they top back. Big money, Gucci bag, stack on top of stack. In my hood, we bout that. The whole city vouch for that. 28s on the Chevy, boy, I fool. My paint wet, Trump beating hard. It's a fool. Coogi this, Louis that, Ralph Lauren fool. Big stack, go get a hella groupies, boy, I fool. Everywhere I go, these females won't let my zipper go. Call a 745 done, cut a brain blow. Culinary arts, get money, watch I work the store. She see the money bag chain, know I'm on, digging me a fool.
That's just let y'all niggas know, you know what I'm talking about, that shit. We gon' snatch that nigga away from Big E Production real quick. And just, you know, that nigga can't rap. For you niggas out there talking about, oh man, you just on Big E song. Nah, nigga, that nigga can rap too.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, nigga.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yes, nigga.
That nigga B was good with it, man. Hey, for all your fans out there, for all your listeners, you know what I'm saying? Got MySpace, website, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
features.
Yeah, bro, you know what I'm saying? MySpace.com/bagboybeezy. Spell bag with 2 G's, man. You know what I'm saying? For any shows, any booking, you know what I'm saying? You can hit my manager, T Notch, 214-662-6834.
Yeah, you good. You good. Hey, yeah, give them to him one more time.
Hey.
For them drunk and high.
You know what I'm saying? For you high niggas that's doing kush-ups right now, man. You know what I'm saying? Grab a pen. Kush. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Kush out the kush, man. We call that kush-ups, man. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Hit T-Notch, man. You want me for a verse or a show? It is what it is. 214-662-6834.
Hey, nah. Yeah, he fucked me up with the kush-ups.
Yeah, call them kush-ups, man.
You say you love it?
That's the hell of swag.
Wait, I gotta say one more thing. Hey, you motherfuckers don't eat masks to get on the remix because you can't do
man,
it.
A lot of niggas
you can't do it,
man.
Nigga. Like you say, shout out to my nigga Lil O. You know, I did that Bet You Can't Do It for Lil O, too, so let y'all know. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Well, hey, now, that was the single right there. Project is that on? Is the project already out or is it?
Nah, it ain't out, bro. We working on it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. When can we expect that shit? Y'all got a timeline on it? Y'all just pretty much.
Nah, actually, we just focusing on this single right now, getting people the world. And also, we got some stuff coming up on YouTube. We finna drop, like you were saying earlier, we'll let these cats know that this cat can rap. We gonna be putting out volume 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 into whatever on YouTube starting in the middle of this week sometime. Some 16s. Yeah. We gonna drop some 16s.
All in your mouth.
Yeah, buddy bag. Yeah, we gonna let y'all see what kind of lyrical skills this cat really got. Let y'all know that it ain't just no Big E Beats that's pushing. It's the lyrics in the beats. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Real talk.
Yeah.
We got an eye for talent over here.
Yes,
sir.
Yeah.
And to let y'all know too, man, that we gonna really give y'all the blueprint, man. You know what I'm saying, on how to really put a project together. You feel me? How to put a nice record together. You know what I'm saying, and how to really get out there, man, and make this shit pop, man. Because hey, look here, I like to say one thing about this. You know what I'm saying, about people. On this dance shit, you know what I'm saying? All this, you know, people. Hey, man, I love it. You know what I'm saying? That's what
me
you know.
Too.
That would put me in the door. You feel me?
Me too.
But hey, I'm gonna tell you something, man. I don't. You know what I'm saying? A lot of cats out here. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man. You know, I don't dance, man. That shit, man. Fuck that shit. And all this shit played out, man.
Yeah.
Nah, nigga, the dancing ain't played out. Your career played out, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because what it is, dancing has always been a part of hip-hop, a part of
go
this rap
in
music, man.
Look at it.
Since way back in the day. Niggas always been getting it like that.
Big
you know
E, them motherfuckers.
Can we get
LA
the bitches back
dancing,
to the dance
bro.
Floor, though? Because if I see two more niggas dug in together on the dance floor and all the bitches standing around looking like, what the fuck is this?
No.
Can we get the bitches take that ass, pop that pussy through that dance, what the shit?
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
It's like I say, though.
God damn it,
man. It's like I said, we got a whole lot of different levels. Dance has been here forever. You know what I'm saying?
Forever.
Yeah.
You can go back to Miami Bay,
to the West Coast, Big Daddy Kane,
Kid
and
Play,
the boys.
Kid and Play, to that whole side of it. You know what I'm saying?
Big Daddy Kane.
But like I say, it's the gatekeepers. It's as far as what's being allowed to all be heard at one particular time. It's just one particular side.
Man,
see, these niggas ain't got no motherfucking talent, bro. Yo Gotti got the 5-star chick. It's just the way you put that shit, bro. You can't be bitch this, you know, pop, you know what I'm saying? I got some shit for you, man. We call bad females Yolas, man. I'm going to do something for you, man. Ain't going to be no weak shit either.
I'm going to tell you something, man.
You know what I'm saying? A folk.
We sitting down at the table, man. We sitting there and then chopping up with Jay Prince one time, right?
Yep.
And he was like, he was telling us how the Houston rap thing was when he first started, you know, when he first got into it. And he was saying that, you know, when he first, you know, started the game back with the Ghetto Boys and all that, you know what I'm saying? He was saying that, you know, Houston was dominated, you know, by a lot of out-of-town DJs, you know what I'm saying?
New York DJs.
Like as far as the radio, New York DJs, a lot of East Coast DJs or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they wasn't playing, you know what I'm saying, Houston music. They was playing all the East Coast stuff.
Niggas
you
with backpacks and
see what's going on down here, man. And what he was saying, what happened was they had to just get together, bond together, man, and create a situation and create an avenue for H-Town music. Now, you go down to H-Town, hell, everybody on the radio from H-Town. You feel me? But see, what it is in Dallas, man, and what motherfuckers don't want to realize, man, is a lot of these motherfuckers is you know what I'm saying, is cocksuckers, man. And what I mean by that, they want to follow the next nigga. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? And so, but then they want to complain. You feel me? When it ain't working out, I'm just gonna say, I'm gonna say this right here, man. I ain't finna beg no motherfucker to play this Beezy record, nigga. What we gonna do is we gonna get down and we gonna work this motherfucker till you ain't got a choice but to play this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And so, nigga, it ain't that these DJs ain't fucking with your music, bro. It's that you motherfuckers ain't out there grinding your music and creating a situation and creating a lane for you to get heard, bro. That's what it is. You motherfuckers want to sit back and complain about all this dancing music. Hey, man,
you know
what I'm saying? Make your own lane, bro.
There you go.
Exactly.
You feel me? Get out here and get it. You know what I'm saying? Because this new dance music, it creating the outlet,
that's
and
the
it
avenue.
Also put
exactly.
It put the spotlight back on Dallas, nigga. Yeah. Utilize that, nigga, to get your shit out here. But these motherfuckers want to sit back and complain like a bunch of bitches and hoes. You know what I'm saying about why they shit ain't getting heard and why they can't make it. Nah, man. You know what I'm saying? If you go in the club, I'm gonna tell you this right here, man. If you go into the club right now, my nigga, you know what I'm saying? You gonna hear Young Money. And what's that? Every Girl. What's that song they got?
The Drake song.
The Drake song, but the Lil Wayne song with the Young Money song.
I wish that I could fuck every girl.
Yeah,
in the world.
That song. That ain't no motherfucking boogie song.
Show link,
but they playing it in the club. Why they playing it in the club? So what makes a local nigga think that they can't come with some music like that, or some music like Fabulous, or some music like what these other niggas are doing,
that
and get that
shit
heard too. Yeah. You feel me? I'm saying it ain't you going to all. They ain't just spinning boogie music, bro.
Exactly.
They ain't just spinning boogie music on the radio, bro. That may be what they're spinning out of Dallas because you other motherfuckers ain't out there creating a lane for yourself, bro. If you hot, it's hot, my nigga.
Yeah.
You feel me? If you hot, you hot. If you not, you not. You feel
the
me?
Niggas that's
on, you know what I'm saying?
The niggas that's on, niggas got out there and grind for it, man. We grind
that's
every single
is,
day.
Man.
We on that internet. We in the streets at the club. Nigga, DJ is gonna get tired of seeing T-Notch.
Period.
You know what I'm saying? Cause I'm gonna be. You know what? Hey, Pooey, this is what I told Biggie. I said, man, these DJs gonna get tired of seeing me because every time I see him, I'm giving them a copy of that BZ. So they gonna have about like 20 of them themselves. They can start passing out. You know what I'm saying? Cause that's how many I'm gonna give to their ass. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I see, shit, every time we bump into each other, matter of fact, I'm going to tell you something. Every time we bump into each other, he going to give me a Beezy CD.
And
I'm going to give
show.
Him a show CD. Yep, yep, I don't give yep. a fuck how many times we see each other.
That's
matter of fact,
what it
hey,
is,
first
bro.
Time we met.
How many times we see each other?
Hey.
Matter of fact, the goddamn DJ Tuss, goddamn it. I walked up, that nigga said, Pook, don't give me no more motherfucking show. I said, nigga, every time I see your motherfucking ass, nigga.
Man, I'm gonna tell you, man, say. Man, look here, man. You gotta keep it out there in their face. Okay, like a motherfucker, forget about, like, man, you gotta work these strip clubs, nigga. Yeah. You gotta work these motherfucking after hours, nigga. Yeah. You gotta work the street. But see, half these niggas, okay,
and
half
they street.
These niggas scared to go to South
the
South Dallas
at 3
night.
In the morning.
Yeah, you
look,
feel me?
Hey,
so they ain't
say,
working that shit at motherfucking night,
real,
nigga.
Real talk.
In fact, free, goddamn it, goddamn. Kev, goddamn it, members only. Yatis, what's up with it?
JC's, nigga.
Yeah.
Mother of the King and Pine.
DJ Darkness.
Playmates. Yeah. The ghetto. The house, all that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm
we fucks around, nigga. Yeah. Everywhere, nigga. You feel me? And that's what it is. That's what a nigga gotta do. He's motherfucker. I'ma tell you, my nigga. I'ma tell you somebody, man, out here, man. A couple niggas, man, that grind like that I see out there and that have grinded and got their shit on, and it wasn't based necessarily on talent, my nigga. Hell, that man, motherfucker told me one time, man, up at the radio station, man, but 104, nigga say, man, they got so tired of seeing this baby C, nigga, because he was up there every fucking day in their fucking face, every opportunity he got, and they just started spinning that nigga shit. Like, man, we gonna spin this nigga shit. You feel me? And so you got to give it up to the grind, man. This shit is 90% grind, bro. This shit is grind. And y'all niggas want to be, you know, laid up, high, fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Chilling. You feel me? Nigga going to be out this shit while these niggas sleep. Nigga is working.
Exactly.
This is what I tell niggas. When you go to sleep, motherfucker, I'm up. When you get
working.
Up in the morning,
I'm
up. I already been there with my cup of coffee. I'm on my second cup, motherfucker.
Right.
Shit.
Say, that's real talk. Man, I'm going to tell you something, bro. Man, I don't see this dude right here, man, sit up in the studio, man, and off of 2 hours worth of sleep, onto my up in the mug, session after session. You know what I'm saying? Doze off and jump back on it, producing the track. You know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of producers. I mean, I know a lot of beat makers. You know what I'm saying? He's one of the. I mean, he's a super producer in my world. You know what I'm saying? And that's gonna be until the end of time, cause that nigga, he's a grinder. He's a real nigga, and that's all I fuck with. But he, I mean, I don't see him grind so hard, man. I mean, it's crazy, man. So you gotta be a grinder for real.
Man, I'm gonna tell you something, man. Like all the years, man, the motherfucker that stayed down, man. With me, my nigga is this nigga T Notch and my nigga Mac T. You know what I'm saying? Out of Dixie, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? So shout out to everybody over in Dixie, man. But
Dixon
check this
block.
Out, man. I'm gonna tell you something, man. Like, nigga, like I say, I can't stress it enough, man. That man, if you niggas really want this shit, man, you niggas got to get out here and work, man. You know what I'm saying? Because you think that motherfuckers is sitting up in mansions and driving Phantoms and shit because they ain't working. Because they ain't sacrificing. Nigga, you crazy, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? All that shit requires sacrifice, man. The ultimate sacrifice. And that's why you always gonna have the haves and the have-nots. Because you got some motherfuckers that have not sacrificed. You feel me? And they ain't gonna get it. You understand me? I'm telling you. Man, I ain't seen it, bro.
Hey, check this out, man. We're gonna go into a song, and we're gonna come back, and we're gonna shoot it around. We gonna shut it down. We gonna close it out. But check, hey, Big E. Matter of fact, and a lot of people don't know this, man. And let me just go ahead and officially put this shit out there. You know what I'm saying? We just really been waiting for confirmation. I've been knowing this. E, I know you've been knowing this shit already. But a lot of motherfuckers probably been assuming this shit. You know what I'm saying? But really didn't know that Dirty Hair on lockdown. You know what I'm saying? So free motherfucking Dirty Hair. I remember I was out there at the motherfucking Go DJ house out there at H-Town with me, her, and Dolski and shit, and she had routed up with you then.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
my home girl, yeah, man.
I was out there.
Oh, you
yeah,
got there?
Yeah. I was over there at the house. You
oh,
know
okay,
what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah.
I was tired of the bitch.
Yeah, I feel it.
That's
when she did that jam.
The goddamn shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know she's fucking with y'all, you know.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
she
yeah, man. Yeah, like, man, that was she was, man, Dirty Hair, man. That's my own girl, man.
Yeah,
I, you know,
she's grinding,
man.
Yeah,
she's grinding.
You
yeah,
know,
T,
you know,
T. Lo. So I see right there. A lot of motherfuckers don't know, man. You know, shit. Hey,
that girl got skills
like I said,
to pay the bills. You feel me, man? What?
I get niggas a break by saying she one of the coldest female MCs in the motherfucking
Metroplex. Yeah, that's real.
Because she one of the coldest MCs.
Yeah, period.
In the
yeah,
motherfucking
yeah.
Metroplex.
Yeah,
hey, here it
mark.
Is, man. Y'all motherfuckers, a couple people heard this song. It's been around, man, but we going to keep pushing this motherfucker, the goddamn money lady. Hey, I'm going to put a motherfucking address out there on the next goddamn Monday, too, man. So y'all, everybody out there listening, can write her ass. We still gonna put that motherfucking project out. Y'all still gonna get that music on the man. Here it is, the money lady. Dirty hair. Yeah, free.
The fingers up if you get your pay. Get your them pay. Pussy niggas put them 20s away. Ayy, we bleed blocks till that bitch need bandage and leave stains on things like some period panties. You understand me? We in the club looking like a $1 million saying nigga what? Come fuck with me and don't be mad what you hear in this song. It's just strictly for them bitches who could get it they own. Get in my zone, it's known how to staff roads, hypocrite. Riding in your hood, then you think we in a nigga shit. Born in the legend state, known a home of heavyweight. Better on the steady pace, hate to check a bitch's plate. Gotta jazz a little walk, your swag show when you talk. You want handle your bees, your chains fucking with his. You stay on top of your keys, you get it how you live in gear. You a badass bitch, baby. Getting money over here, getting money, baby. We getting money over there, getting money, ain't we? We getting money, yeah, we're getting money crazy. I'm getting money, I'm the motherfucking money lady. We getting money over here, getting money, baby. We getting money over there, getting money, ain't we? We getting money, yeah, we're getting money crazy. I'm getting money, I'm the motherfucking money lady. Yeah, it's dirty and they say that I'm too many things. I be on the scene looking clean in my skinny jeans. Be with them gutter chicks, they just trying to move that green. You know what I mean, baby, money over anything. I gotta get it, I gotta get it by any means. Rolling through the beams of the gold of my city scenes. If he throw for show, he trying to get it me. I'm a city slicker, but it's country at some chitterlings. Been doing dirt since birth, just trying to get it clean. I ain't give a fuck, so what, this what the bitter brings. A real bitch, real shit. Trying to live a dream, pour a little lean while I'm looking for my Southern King. So get it right if you suck the niggas on other things. I be on the money beam, fat bitch, don't sing. Real dope, you knowin' that I'm a Southern queen. Is what it seems, not mean, I'm seen. Get money over here, get money, baby. Get money over there, get money, ain't we? Get money, yeah, we're getting money crazy. I'm getting money, I'm the motherfucking money lady. We getting money over here, get money, baby. Stand up, hey, and what? And if what? You broke, then broke hoes can have it at the least. Be a beast, goddammit. When I speak, I am it. Why you hoes wanna play? Go work into my earth with your nigga earth. Head under my skirt to jerk. First thing first, Southern exposure. Get hey. Your own bread, bitch, like you hoes supposed to. Oh, we roll so fly, I can speak on Dallas. We gon' rock a nigga ass till his feet got callous. Hey. Yeah, get bread, ain't nobody tryna get it too. Side ass hoes, we hold bows like niggas. Yeah. Close four doors, we throw bitch, you pitiful. You ride them more clothes and close shows and jigger do. Hair fly, them wanna bees and jigger boo. School days on, come on, come bitch, on. It's critical. Hey. We getting money over here, getting money, baby. We getting money over there, getting money, ain't we? We getting money, yeah, we're getting money crazy. I'm getting money, I'm the motherfucking money lady. We getting money over here, getting money, baby. We getting money over there, getting money, ain't we?
Yeah.
real power. This music ain't nothing new to them. Five-star connection, thanks to everybody for tuning in. From Mississippi to Tennessee, I back this. Texas, Alabama, Louisiana, and back, bitch. Give me a couple Florida dudes, country ass accents. Put it on the track, face the air, where you at, shit. Who be finna let it run, feeling where it coming from. Dudes been dumb, Raccoon loaded and Jackie dumb. It ain't style, I ain't really tryna hit in. If I miss a show, a motherfucker better fit me in. Gotta go, bro. Hit him with a little spin. Give him all the news that a mule for a nigga in. It's really simple. Keep it poppin' with a riddle G. Playin' to a class and stand some back to triple D. Damn, how the raw, real gutter, what it really is. Hustlin' underground, come around for the real T. What it is. Dirty Harriet.
Free my motherfucking girl, Dirty Harriet, man. Free my motherfucking girl,
man.
Dirty Harry, goddamn. Hey, we gonna put your address out there. Hey, free my girl, Dirty Harry. Hey, check this shit out, man. Check this shit out. You seen this shit on motherfucking allhiphop.com. You seen it on ozonemag.com. You saw it in the Quick. You gonna see it in the Observer this week. This shit here is rolling and ain't gonna stop it, goddamn it. Shit. What else can I motherfucking say? We finna close it out when we come back. Stick and motherfucking move, motherfucker. You know what the fuck it is. S-H-O period, digga. Yeah.
I specialize in fulfilling fantasies.
Tell him,
he ain't on his job. Tell your man don't be mad at me.
Nah.
You see, I just pick up on the small things. I hit the safe and we can go and play the mile game. You know, you like it, I buy. Six on the back and the baby, you gotta try. Yeah, see, I say what you want to. Don't let the time pass, opportunities in front of you. Now then again, it could be behind you. Now tell me who's is it, or do I need to remind you? I'll find you, make you feel like you let your soul free. Drink a cup of Kool-Aid, then get ready for round three. You know me, I'm an energizer bunny mode. See, I keep going and going until it overflows. See how it goes when no man has ever been before. We had the chandelier shaking when we sexing on the floor. See, I'm the man that you call when your man's gone. Waiting at the door for me with nothing but a tile on. Cut the cell phone off because it's me time. Every one time I call, she come three times. See, when she in the mood, she let me stick and move. Can't wait till she get in the mood so I can stick and move. See, when she in the mood, she let me stick and move. Stick and move, yeah, baby, I like to stick and move. See when she in the mood, she let me stick and move. Can't wait till she get in the mood so I can stick and move. See when she in the mood, she let me stick and move. Stick and move, yeah, baby, I like to stick and move. I got your bubble bath ready with the lights low. I'ma cater to you, you just sit back and enjoy the show. I got the classic slow jams with the candles lit. Rose petals on the bed, I splurge for my main tea. I got a magic trick that'll take your breath away. I guarantee my magic stick can take all your stress away. Now you can act like you don't like it, but you know you love me. It don't bite, you can pet it, don't be scared of it. See, I know how to handle her. Got God-given talent. All she need is a manager. I damage you. Hey, you feeling numb from your waist down. I don't need no help back here. Just keep your face down. See, I'm a gangster in the street, but I'm a freak later. I ain't got it cutting. My foreplay will make you leak, baby. See, I'm the truth, they just talk real. So when these lanes make you an offer, just tell them no deal. See, when she in the mood, she let me stick and move. Can't wait till she get in the mood so I can stick and move. See, when she in the mood, she let me stick and move. Stick and move, yeah, babe, I like to stick and move. See, when she in the mood, she let me stick and move. Can't wait till she get in the mood so I can stick and move. See, when she in the mood, she let me stick and move. Stick and move, yeah, babe, I like to stick and move. I got the chocolate, strawberries, and the whipped cream. You're so fine, you gotta wiggle like them tight jeans. See, I've been waiting at home for y'all all day. Soon as she hits the door, I'm gonna jump in the hallway. Now call your job and tell him you ain't coming in tomorrow. You got a man that got money, baby, why bother? She got a father, but she calls so daddy. Don't be easy on the 22s, you gotta try to catch it slow. You know you want your girlfriend to see you driving it. I cut the mother hoes off, cause you the one I'm vibing with. See when I'm trying to come get it, she say bring it on. When I call her phone, sexually hitting is my ringtone. Cut the camera on, baby, I ain't shy at all. Any position you can think of, we gon' try them on. From the walls to the couch to the bedroom, you better wrap your hair. You know you gon' be sleep soon. See when she in the mood, she let me stick and move. Can't wait till she get in the mood so I can stick and move. See when she in the mood, she let me stick and move. Stick and move, yeah, baby, I like to stick and move. See when she in the mood, she let me stick and move. Can't wait till she get in the mood so I can stick and move. See when she in the mood, she let me stick and move. Stick and move, yeah, baby, I like to stick and move.
South Radio, man. Hey, real quick, man, before we close this shit out, we got a long list. It's a long lineup, man. You know what I'm talking about? I'm finna tell you what this is. You know what I'm talking about? This a long list of shit that's going down on a motherfucking RKN level. Yeah. Yeah. How these motherfuckers let them know, goddamn. We cross country with this shit, man. You know, see the nigga pick up the phone. No motherfucking shit. See the fuck going on.
Southside Connection is a real show. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really sit back and think about all the shit that we covered today alone. Like, really let that shit marinate. You know what I'm saying? We talked to somebody from True Records on a whole situation with C Murder. We talked about Nate Quick. We got plenty game from Big E. Talk with Double A about some shit that he been, you know what I'm saying, experiencing. Talked about the music game in Dallas. Named a whole bunch of people that we name all the time here and talk about on the show. You know what I'm saying? Like, the real niggas. And then we motherfucking gave a tribute to Dirty Harry. Man, come on now. That's some motherfucking... Y'all dropped that on me. I don't even know what to think right now. That's some straight up bullshit. But free Dirty Harriet. Free Twisted Black, free Bowleg, free everybody. You know what I'm saying? Every motherfucking real nigga that's locked up behind some bullshit and this bullshit ass system. I need to come on Street Trial Radio and talk about that shit. Shout out to them. Shout out to my nigga Cowboy. Shout out to God. Shout out to my baby. Shout out to my family. Shout out to my friends. Shout out to every motherfucking body in DFW. Shout out to DGs. Shout out to all the listeners out tonight. And shit,
fucking talk, dog. Hustle really do mean hard motherfucking work, dog. We gonna close the show out like that, dog.
Southside Connection on Urban South Radio.
Big E. Hustle me hard work. That's right. Hustle me hard work. 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 Hustle me hard work.
Every day, all day.
Hustle me hard work.
Each time.
Hustle me hard work.
Everything.
This call is from a federal prison.
I mean that, it's in my DNA. A throwback that won't rest, stiff as the end day. Twisted Black the name, I know you heard somebody say that. Gutter represent the funky town where I stay at. Juices I'm pronouncing, Crocker Swayze and Gigolo. Had a ship from Africa, handmade by Negro. Foreign cars without money on the pine cord. Credit score 1,008, choose one to sign for. You all's my nickname, got that from moving things. Called the word Eddie Murphy. Every gram boomerang, hustlers all work, and I can promise you that. Yeah, cause they gave me a 30, but watch me buy
me back. Hustle me hard work. 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 Hustle me hard work.
Hustle and grind, I go get it and do it daily. 24, 365, the streets pay me. Sun up to sundown, that's just how I live. I tell them lazy ass niggas they can stay at the crib. It's nothing but hard work when I'm pushing that dirt. Air warms, fresh tickets, and a white t-shirt. I'm a marathon runner when I chase that cake. You gotta get up off your ass if you wanna eat steak. Fuck a break, it's all about supply and demand. I can sleep later on when I'm covered in sand. Oh, scary ass niggas, gangsters stay on the run. And if you ain't heard of me, they call me Kiki the Dunn.
Hustle me hard work. 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 Hustle me hard work.
Hey, Oklahoma City, Tennessee and Georgia. 55 easy when you ask me by the quarters. Google trapping hard and watch them picture me. I take you to the trenches where a soldier supposed to be. The candy old school, firm in the saddle. Everything kicker, so the old school rattle. They call me King Kong. Mighty Joe Young, call me 817, it's the city where I'm from. Jesus up in heaven, these haters down on earth. D.U.B. spinners while I'm swinging through the turf. The steel water's deep, the snitches go to sleep. It's three or more or better, now the price is getting
cheap. Hustle me hard work. 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 Hustle me hard work.
What's up with it? What's up with it? Big Dosky in this bitch. Got L.O.B. with me, man. Can't tell you how the old you look, you know what I'm saying? Hey.
Old love my name, they scream when I sing. Old love my name, they scream when I sing. Old love my name, they scream when I sing. They love to hear my flow and they love my dick.
Baby, tell me what it is. I know you looking for some dick rolling on that pill. I ain't gotta call your phone, I'm just trying to bust you down. Then get back to my grind, snatch your thigh and bust it down. Big Dosky by the zone, I ain't popping, bitch, I'm chiefing. The sweet gon' stay cushy and I promise ain't no beast. Is you fucking or not? Don't waste my fucking time. In other words, if you ain't down, leave me the fuck around. Bye, bitch. I give a damn if you mad, it ain't my issue. I ain't gon' lose no sleep behind you and I show it's at one mission. I stay chose by your body cash. More fun, I need a one. All I wanna do is smash. Big Dosky G.
Hoes love my name. They scream when I sing. Hoes love my name. They scream when I sing. Hoes love my name. They scream when I sing. They love to hear my flow and they love my dick.
Trust me, you can get it. The mama on the grind. You know she independent. She work and go to school, swanging in the Honda Civic. Her shirt match her pants, her pants match her shoes. She say she like my Dougie, so I told her what it do. She said her name Keisha, but they call her Red. I swear this bitch gotta watch her drop and seem scared. Little baby, you can ride. I'm 635. I got money on my mind, but I keep looking at her thighs. Mama use a 10. I love your skin. I get deep up in that pussy, gonna make your back bend. Yeah, it's deep cash. I been acting bad. Put the pedal to the metal. I got wood grain to grab. You can ride with me. Lil' mama.